is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And the whole station tanked. So, guess it is important who's on in the morning. You kind of feed the rest of the day, you know? The only consolation for WJFK in Washington, which is owned by CBS Radio, was it wasn't worse. WJFK fell from fifth with Stern to ninth with the junkies among 25 to 54-year-olds. JFK had to reshuffle its lineup. By reshuffling everything, all of those moving pieces apparently hurt the Don and Mike Show, whose audience share among adults 25 to 54 slipped 27%. Well, they must be pissed.
That's right.
WJFK in Washington, which is owned by CBS Radio, was it wasn't worse. WJFK fell from fifth with Stern to ninth with the junkies among 25 to 54-year-olds. JFK had to reshuffle its lineup. By reshuffling everything, all of those moving pieces apparently hurt the Don and Mike Show, whose audience share among adults 25 to 54 slipped 27%. Well, they must be pissed.
Tonight, join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party. The fun starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Little Mikey burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaways. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party. Tonight, from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
I'd like to keep this seamless. I'd like to go right to the laughing place.
Right. Okay.
But I have to ask you folks a quick question. Two hot musical choices to start today's show.
Ah.
As hot as today's headlines.
What do you have?
I'm gay for both of them. First would be... Let me get the right cuts.
Cuts. Hot cuts.
Are you going to give us a sample? Or are you going to just tell us?
Well, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
One is by a true superstar of today, and the other one is by a superstar of tomorrow.
Oh, I'd like to hear the superstar of tomorrow.
Always.
Yeah. We already heard him. Well, if you watched TV last night.
Maybe.
I think we're not going to start today with that.
All right, Dynamite.
Oh, hold on a second. That's Joe.
No.
That's the wrong day.
That's a superstar
Joe.
Of today.
Hold on.
Joe!
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks, my man, Soul Patrol.
No, we just got to say that. Now,
huh?
You know, don't ape his act, because I'm telling you, that big dummy is my odds-on favorite now to win.
Wow.
Back after last night?
Yes. Oh, he's number one after last night.
I like his Beatles song.
He's a floor sitter. You know, or actually a floor liar.
Liar, yeah.
We'll go with the new Kanye West, which is his remix from Mission Impossible 3.
Wiki Wow Wow.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's Will Smith.
I know.
That's
the movie soundtrack, too.
Wiki Wow Wow, though.
Wiki Wow Wow.
Wow Wow Wow.
Wow Wow Wow.
Mission Impossible.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hold on, just record
They're
that.
They're ready to believe you.
What happened? What's going on?
I forgot this.
Oh, good. Oh, boy, am I in love. I'm excited.
And how about that great new toe-tapping song? What about being retarded?
That was lovely. Would you put that on the turntable?
You will not get that one out of your head. No, I guarantee. Okay, here we go. Everybody's a lucky boy. We'll still go with the Kanye West.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Hey, it was so perfect because you had the stern tape and you had the retarded tape and the stern tape and you had well, and anyway.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's all water under the bridge now.
Hello! Hello!
Dare I say it? Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. He's kind of a genius. Big fan of Kanye West.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You like it?
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
No. Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you know? Hey, what do you say? Oh, it's you, the guy that was in the song.
He's mentally retarded.
How's your mouth dropping?
Now, come on. This is rhythmic.
You know what I just found?
What?
I found the melody. There it is. Do-do-do. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shart and all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
They finish when I tell them to finish.
Right on.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hi, everybody. You're goddamn right. Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
0503-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. Here's your phone numbers. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Or you can call us at 800-636-1067. If you're listening in Washington, D.C. on WJFK 106.7, you can call us at 202-432-1067. We're also on the Internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. It's right there. And also, if you have the iPod, go to iTunes.com. Click on Talk Radio. And there we are.
Right.
Deanna.
Like 100 episodes for you.
I'm having trouble concentrating. This is good. I mean, I know it's not original. I mean, it's the original theme.
No, but it's the Kanye West remix.
Nicely done. Tough to ignore.
Yeah. What I love about him is that besides the stuff that Rob hates, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. You know, the yo-yo-yo.
That's how I roll.
It's beautiful musically.
It is.
I mean...
You can't argue with that melody.
He don't use machines. I mean, he does use some machines, right. But he
it's
uses...
It's a pretty big orchestration.
Real music. Even on his real songs, he uses horn sections. He's got cool. Chicks playing violins. He's got the French horns. He's the whole thing.
Real deal.
Conway West. Boy, he sure am good.
He is good.
He is.
I like that.
Okay, Jackie. He's no who?
Lilo Schifrin. The guy who did it originally.
Is that the writer? Original writer of Mission Impossible's theme?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
He's making money on that.
Yeah, a penny or two.
Yep.
Just thinking about how you just really stopped the show.
Really?
Thank you, Rob. Really.
No corporal punishment today for him.
Lalo Schifrin.
That's right.
Lalo or Lalo?
Lalo.
L-A-L-O.
Lalo.
VFD.
Not to be confused with Laszlo.
Please, anything that's relevant. Anything. I know it was Mission Impossible, but if you want to be honest, the last time it was redone, I think it was redone by, wasn't it done by U2?
Yes, The Edge from U2. Yes.
Okay, wouldn't that be a more relevant thing to bring up than some worthless fact? You're never going to get on Hollywood Squares 1969. You're never going to be a contestant on Press Your Luck from 1972.
Laszlo Stifler.
Lalo.
Yeah. All right, I'd like to change his name to Laszlo Stifler, because at least that sounds as though it's a good funny name. Okay. Laszlo Stifler?
There you go.
Is there a Stifler here, Laszlo?
Now you're totally making up the entire name.
I know. I know. I'm trying.
Which is, I know. You know what you're helping me do? You're helping me push the car down the hill.
Thank you.
To get it started again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Laszlo Stiffjaw.
Because Mr. Encyclopedia loves stepping up whenever he gets a chance.
Lilac Stifflip.
Got a real look behind the scenes at how that big head operates, incidentally,
really?
Today.
Really?
Was out at the new site, and everything is A-OK.
Good.
Met out there with Jeff and with Vince, the design guy of the company.
Gail and Bill.
No, these are real people who are actually really building our new studios from the bottom up. Gutting everything.
Right.
Well, Mike, walls have been torn down.
Really?
Wow. The walls...
You mean construction has begun?
The walls are coming down.
Oh, my God.
Yep, so a lot of stuff is happening.
Might be a new record.
And I'm standing in the room that will eventually be our main studio.
Yeah.
And we're discussing who's going to get what space. You know, I was saying put me more in the back of the room so Mike can have room up front to do what he's doing now. Stretch out, put the microphones over there, make everybody... And one of them says, but what about the desk for Rob?
The desk for Rob?
The desk for Rob.
The desk for... Now, yeah. I knew he was now, over there. I knew he had something to do
now,
with this.
I was so rude to him, right in front of his face. I said, that directive is not going to happen. I said, we want the studio to be friendly for our guests.
Right.
We want to have 5 microphones. We want to spread the room out.
Right. What did he want? A desk and his knickknacks?
I said, if he wants a desk.
A solid plexiglass desk.
He was standing right there. And I said, if he wants a desk to draw some MFing cartoons with, he can go into any of the next studios where he can take 18 steps upstairs to his gigantic office. And then I realized Rob was standing right next to me.
But what was great is when you said it and Vince said, that's the furniture guy, he says, okay, and he goes to his notebook and scratches it.
Your desk is gone.
Yeah.
How big was your desk going to be?
It wasn't that big. It was like 6 by 10 foot.
I mean, really, you don't need a desk in the new studio.
6 by 10. It's just the size of a small deck.
That's all. And, you know, there was storage.
Okay.
You had a desk, you would put stuff on it. How long before you put crap? You know, I always tell people, when you go by our studios here in Fairfax, Virginia, on Main Street, you go by the windows, and everybody's office, we've got our phone screen, they're all right along this row, right on Main Street. You look in the windows, okay? You get to Rob's office, and all of a sudden, the windows stop being just windows, and it turns into a display case for a New York City knickknack shop.
I love things.
You love things more than... Do you? What is your house? Do you hoard stuff? Is there?
My house is a fun house.
Like the old woman that lives in the shoe. I mean, really.
Right?
You walk into Rob's house.
You're a pack rat, right?
Yeah, every nook and cranny. I mean, besides, seriously, the framed piece of the Hindenburg.
Right,
and
right, exactly.
Good, I like things, and that's a good thing.
That's hanging on his wall.
Sure.
He has memorabilia, and he has books, and he has magazines, and he has old pieces of fabric that allegedly were once worn by Elvis or touched by Elvis.
I have the Elvis cup. I have a lot of...
How many albums do you have?
I don't know a number. I can only tell you in feet. That's true.
How many feet of albums do you have?
444 is 1632.
Just give it me the number,
give
for
me
God's
second.
Sake.
Close to 40 feet.
40 feet of album.
How much of that is Lalo Schifrin?
That's all Lalo Schifrin. Okay.
You don't need a desk, and we don't need to hear about that guy.
Right. Okay? Lalo Schifrin would have a desk.
Okay, get out. Just get out of here, please. Had enough of you today.
Already?
I was late.
I thought you'd had enough of him yesterday.
No, see,
you beat him.
I was fine until I arrived at this meeting. I was late at the meeting, coming back with a follow-up from the dentist.
Right.
So by the time I got there, Rob had already been able to walk them through the process and apparently had thrown this whole, yes, this is where I'm going to need the desk.
Right.
You know, like, desk?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, desk.
A desk.
A
desk is only one size. You can't have a desk is not like a round coffee table.
You know, we'll get you like an elementary school kid desk.
Oh, one piece?
You know, one of those that you'll get stuck in.
So like when he has to stand up quickly, the desk goes with him?
I used to hate when that would happen.
The olden kind that has an inkwell in it.
Yeah, and then it's one piece and you put your books under it.
That's right.
The quill. So you're not going to get your desk?
No.
No, he's not. No desk for him. No soup for you. Tonight, big party. Maybe you heard the commercial. We're all going to be out at Hank's Look Around Cafe, Mike's Joint, O'Mara's in Manassas, Virginia.
Preparations are underway.
Cool. We'll be there starting at 8 o'clock. And here is the plan tonight. It's not a Las Vegas-style show. We're not going to be putting on a reindeer game performance.
No.
We're there. We're going to get on the microphone. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to discuss some stuff. And then we're just going to spend the rest of time handing out these We're Number 15 rated buttons where you listen harder and we promise not to suck as much. And
we're going to say a few words and then it's going to be a hang.
Yeah, right. it's a part. Watch it. Okay?
Isn't that what those guys used to say?
Yeah. Ouch, Mike. Ouch.
That's a joke.
Ouch.
I'm secure. I'm secure with my DJ hood. I can make jokes about other guys.
Ouch.
I really can. No, I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
So that's tonight at Mike's Joint. And
we're not going to do a lot of talking right on the microphones. Most of it will be just sitting and drinking.
I think right? You and I probably will get up at the beginning and say hello and introduce everybody.
Right.
And then, you know, Mr. I've never been in an appearance that I don't love talking on.
There he is.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Lalo Schifrin.
And congratulations. Rob got his name in the Washington Post today.
Yeah, I saw
Rob
that.
Rob.
Very impressive.
I don't know if you saw that. I just want to say that 0.12 is just over the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Rob is going to be able... You're going to be able to beat it in...
That wasn't
you in the paper?
It's a different article.
Somebody told me Rob was in the paper, and I assumed...
No, that bad driving that he did.
No. Yeah, Rob got his name for that...
haircutter reappearance.
That thing he did the other night.
That's right. The Apprentice deal.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, the Apprentice deal. That makes it sound better.
Yeah.
That got into the Post, the Apprentice deal.
Yeah, because he was...
But it was a haircutter reappearance.
Did you know they're a D.C.-based company?
The Apprentice?
Whore. If you want to whore something, why'd you whore out the thing that's, at least at this moment, feeding your family?
That's
which
right.
would be our party tonight
yes.
at Mike's Joint. I bet no one gets their name in the paper after this thing tonight.
Well, nope.
Well, maybe.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, we'd love to meet you, and we've got about 1,000 of these limited edition pins
right.
that say we're number 15 in the ratings. You know, we've harped about that long enough.
Are the pins done?
The pins are done, and we are ready.
Good.
So come on out and get it, because they'll only be good for like another 23 or 24 days until the monthly ratings come out.
Yeah, you watch.
Love to see you, so please come on by. As maybe you heard, we have the Joe Skeleton Key tapes.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
All right, Don and Mike, I'm at Target, and we're going to...
Okay, well...
You can tell already the audio quality is superb.
Going to wait just a moment. He's got...
Where did he have the microphone? That's what I wanted.
Undercover. He's got 6 different cuts. He went to Target, Walmart, Safeway, Food Lion, Harris Teeter, and then there's a wrap-up.
Well, he did a whole big tour. That's good. I'm glad he went all the way with it.
Yeah, he's Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got I'm trying to think of something nice to say.
Is it all?
J-O-E,
Joe.
He's Joe.
Uh-huh. Potato Joe.
Also, we've got the tape of Channel 5 talking about feces in your kids' food.
Oh, yes, siree.
Sweeps.
The promo.
Find out how serious that is. The recap from the dentist is that they were aware of me talking about them yesterday. Nobody was upset.
Oh, good. Did you get your, anchor for your implant?
Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Which is the right or the left breast?
Oh, no.
Actually, Mike, it's right between. What it's going to do is it's going to lift and separate both of them.
When you talk about implants, we love implants on this
show. Of course, dentist is a code word for cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going in to get my mitts taken care of, I said, I want more Paula Abdul, less Star Jones.
Good.
But somewhere in the middle. Like, don't make me real... top heavy like Paula,
right?
But don't make me look like a 13-year-old boy like Star Jones,
where they sit too high.
Yeah, she had hers lifted. I'm just having
You want a natural teardrop.
I'm just having mine shaped.
Yeah.
This whole talk about the dentist is just, it's a charade.
Right.
So I can have my boobs done.
Sure.
And if you get them too big, people won't take you seriously.
Exactly.
That's right. They'll look fantastic. But did you get your thing done in your tooth area? The whole... Do they screw that in? Is that how that works?
That'll be done on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That'll be done Saturday. They just put the little bridge back there today. And things are cool. So I go into the dentist office, and the lady at the front desk, thank God, Melanie is her name, thank God I said she was hot yesterday. Because
yes.
It turns out she's the only one that actually listened to any portion of the show. And she made a point of telling me that the nurse that I spoke about yesterday, I guess, wasn't thrilled.
The Cloris Leachman lady?
Wasn't thrilled with the Cloris Leachman reference.
Wow, she didn't like the pointy bra. And what was the character's name in that old movie, Hangs?
Come on with it.
See, now this is one really, and I'm only asking because it sounded funny.
Wasn't it Laszlo?
Nurse Diesel.
That's right. She sounded like you.
But anyway, it was in and out, really great. And again, what's great about this dentist that I go to is that you get to watch television.
And a happy ending, right?
Yeah, well, always. Mm-hmm. But you get to watch TV while they're doing this
stuff. Right.
You put the little iPod thing in your ears. You can either listen to your own music.
Good.
Or you can watch, you know, a couple of cable TV shows. Mm-hmm. So today it was Judging Amy.
How exciting. Any good scenes with Tyne Daly?
Well, they're all good, Mike.
Was she in it, though?
That's why I didn't need a happy ending from the hygienist. Because it happened naturally. It was nocturnal.
Saved her a lot of work.
What's so funny is that when you're sitting in the chair like it was, and they've got those clamps and big things in your mouth to keep your mouth open.
Right.
And
like a scene from A Clockwork Orange.
Absolutely. And she says, or Marathon Man.
Mm-hmm.
She says...
Is it safe?
She says to me, okay, now before we start, let's see. Now you just let me know when we get on a channel you like. And it's like 4. I go, 5. Mm-mm. 7. Mm-mm.
Is that when you said, can you go all the way to Spice Clips?
9. Mm-mm. 26. Mm-mm. Then it's like Judging Amy. And then it was like being in a hospital because it goes right back to 4.
Oh,
right?
Like
cheap.
It's like NBC. But no, they were getting TNT.
Oh really? Oh,
they
wow.
had some sort of basic cable.
Basic.
So finally I just said to her, and she really didn't understand. I was trying to say TNT.
Mm-hmm.
She said...
Oh, you know what she thought you were saying. Yeah, give Daddy some sugar.
That's right. So finally, we got that set, and, you know, it was a walk in the park. So,
good.
So thank you to them. That was very nice. American Idol. You know I'm back on that.
Yeah.
I'm back riding that horse again.
I know. Well, you came in last night just to see it suck.
Mike?
I thought it sucked.
I thought that there were some good performances. I thought that the chick that we all want to TF,
yeah,
her first song just blew. She can't sing.
The second song was the best of the night, I thought.
The guy that I hate is the rock guy. I can't stand it. If he comes out with the brooding...
He might win.
...black lights and, you know... Oh, mama, I'm afraid for my life from the long arm of the law.
People love him.
Sounds painful.
I'm a tough MF-er, and I'm going to run around with this thing in my hand. Well, put the flames on behind me because I'm a mean guy.
Do you hate him more than Elliot Yamin?
Okay, let me think about that.
Because I thought Elliot Yamin was the guy you didn't like.
Yeah, well, no, I don't like either of them. I think Elliot Yamin is out tonight. I disagree with all you guys.
Paris is gone.
I think Paris...
I stake my American Idol reputation on it.
I can't wait.
Paris is gone. G-O-N-E, gone.
I put my reputation on the fact that she is safe.
She did too much. Not only did her performances suck, but I thought she did too much baby talk last night, where she's like,
you hate that.
She can't help the way that she talks.
That's put on. That's totally put on with
the. How old is she? 7? She's 7 years old, Mike.
She's 7 years old? Oh, maybe it isn't put on. I didn't know that. I thought she was a teenager.
I thought the Mary Blade Gige song sounded like Mary Blade Gige.
You know, I didn't like it.
Like a kid singing the. It's a good song. I like it.
But I liked old Catherine, even when she sang the bad song. I liked her. I like her outfits. I like her eyes.
And the tard guy that they definitely don't want to win.
the guy that jumped down on the floor last
night. Taylor Hicks.
Yeah.
He's safe.
He's so safe. I got to think,
at least he brings fun to it.
Yeah.
My vote is that Elliot is out tonight, and it's not because I hate him. It's because I think of the four that are left. That's where I think America's going to go. I think Elliot is out tonight.
Is he the Michael McDonald one? Who's the Michael McDonald?
That's Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks. Right. He's safe. He's so safe.
Okay.
Mike, who do you think is out? Paris?
Definitely Paris.
Rob?
Guaranteed Paris.
Okay. Well, we'll find out tonight at Mike's joint.
Mm-hmm.
But the rocker, you know, he should be the guy.
He's going to be the final two.
He should be the guy that I should be rooting for, right?
Not really. Well, I agree with you. I agree with your assessment. He's the brooding rocker. There's something. You know what I think about all rockers, even with Bob Ice? All rockers have to have that slight element of danger, of rebel in them.
Uh-huh.
There is not a trace in this guy. This guy is completely
He's a poser.
Safe.
Yeah.
He is a poser.
That's
why. If he did something, you know, totally outrageous, like something where he just lipped off, even lipping off to one of the judges. But so far, it's just, there's his wife, you know, he's his perfect little family. He grew up, he was always a performer. And then he's supposed to have credibility to get up there and just be like,
oh, mama, I'm afraid for my life from the long arm of the law.
But I think he could win it because I think Catherine McPhee is somebody who is a little uneven all the time.
Here's your top. Well, what, Robbie?
Taylor will have a chance tonight because there is an internet movement called VoteForTheWorst.com, and for a while they kept Pickler on.
Right.
And now they've switched their backing to Taylor.
See, but Taylor, when he sings, he ain't all that bad.
I like him.
I really don't think. I'd go see him in a bar.
When he sang the Beatles song, he's got a little Ray Charles in his voice almost. Oh, I know.
And what surprises me is he'll do that like uneven kind of stuff where he's dancing and he's hitting the low notes, and then he'll hit a real high note where he aces it.
Excellent.
He really, really looks good. Listen to this. I mean, really judge this on its own merit.
He's mentally retarded.
Now, Buzz, you don't watch the show.
Not at all. What I've heard so far, not bad. But I can't see him, so I can't. It's harder to hate him if I can't see him.
You know what I like about him?
What?
He's a saloon singer. He's done it.
Yeah.
Right. He's been in joints. He knows how to sing. And what he has limits, he knows how to fake it.
Not bad, huh?
He lacks that edge. The rock and roll edge?
No, that's the other guy we were
talking
about.
I wish we had the tape of the other guy.
Oh, I'd love you. I really would love to hear that.
The other guy, we don't have it. Do we have a tape of him?
I can get it for you.
Would you please? Okay. Yeah. The guy with the shaved head is the guy who just, every single week, it's the same thing. The guy just wishes he could be a Nickelback.
Yes, I know.
So gotcha. Friggin' bad.
You know what? As much as I sort of didn't like the guy, your campaign against him, Don, I think if everybody heard that in the country, there's something about the guy I don't like.
The groundswell.
And when you start tweaking it up and you mention the Nickelback, that's a
huge
kind of
outfit. And check out his outfit. You know what I mean? They dress the rest of them up. You know, he's got to come out. Put me in a black T-shirt, black jeans.
I want
a big chain hanging from the side. And I'm not going to make the faggot moves that Bo Bice made with the microphone stand. Oh, mama, I'm afraid for my life.
And then his voice went in the second song because he was stretching it too much.
Because I'm angry and there's flames behind me.
You know, with the way your voice sounds, though, you got to be careful because, you know, you kind of blew it out yesterday. You know that, don't you?
Did not blow it out in the least.
Look at that. Look.
Really?
Yeah. Are you okay?
It sounds great.
A little raspy today. It sounds just a little raspy.
Not to my ears, friend.
Okay. All right.
Oh, mama, I'm afraid.
Sure. Anytime you do that, it's going to rattle a little.
I'm fine.
The other problem Chris Daughtry had last night, he was trying to do fancy mic stuff and didn't have the upper body strength. So the mic kept going away from him. He's like,
his little dove-like arms.
Exactly. He's old enough.
I agree. I think he's a bit of a poser. He really is.
Well, how long till we get the tape, and then we can just stop this talk?
If you can smell the smoke, it's burning right now.
I'll give this 1 minute, because then we've got to get to the Joe tapes. We've got the guy from Dateline NBC on the show today.
Very Chris Hansen.
Talking about the pedophile show.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Howdy.
One point I'd like to make about the Chris Daughtry performance last night. A couple more performances like his last song, and he's going to sound just like Baruz's mother from 24.
Baruz.
Shora Agdushlu.
Baruz.
Please refer to her by her proper name. Shora Agdushlu. She was featured in like one of those tabloid magazines when they had, they have the row of women at 25, 26, and they have all the ages. I forgot what age she was, but she was one of the pretty women.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My name is Shora Agdushlu.
Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, well, I'll try that.
Marlos, would you give me a cinnamon?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, you guys? Did you notice Taylor sing the F word last night after his second song?
No way.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I T-voted back, and then when Ryan asked him about the Beatles, he says they're effing great.
No way, dude.
Hmm.
I mean, no way.
I listened to it three times.
Do you have
There's
it
There's no way.
Do you have the TiVo right there?
Not on me, no.
Not on you don't carry your TiVo unit with you at all times?
They let her panties be shown last week.
Oh,
they
did,
listen, you're sitting too close to the TV.
Friend, the F-bomb did not get out last night.
No.
Really, it would be huge news if it did.
Yeah. You're the only guy who's noticed so far.
Forget about it.
Wait till next week when Ryan brings it up in their little tootie-taw about
it. Oh, incidentally, speaking of Ryan Seacrest, as far as style is concerned.
That's exactly what he's going to do is start the show. Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan Seacrest. Hey. Only one guy from area code 209 noticed, but Taylor said F-U-C. Sorry.
I'm not trendy, but is Ryan Seacrest trying to bring back the 1980s skinny tie look, or is that like what everybody's wearing now?
No, you know what that is?
What's that? Is that him trying to be a fashion trendsetter?
I believe it's all about the poontang that's attached to Miss Terry Hatcher.
Oh, really? Is that what that's about?
Are you dressing him now?
I'm reading too much into it, Mike. But
you think it's the thin tie? That's the whole thing? Or
she's
or what?
Denying.
They were on their backs together.
Okay, goodbye to you.
Bye!
I just think Ryan Seacrest dresses like a moron.
All right, Buzz, here you go. Here's the guy, Chris Daugherty.
Daughtry.
Chris Daugherty. Thank you, Robbie. Here's the guy.
The poser.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
I'm sure you're how angry I am.
Going to be in the final two, though,
for 10.
Rock star. Much as we're going to hate it, he's going to be in the final two.
Not if America comes to its senses. Now that I'm back with the show.
It's going to be a big... Here's what's going to happen. Chris Daughtry is going to be in the final. There's going to be a big scandal where Catherine and what's his name? The Tard, the guy that sang the...
Taylor.
He's going to be out
Catherine.
Of there. And Paris and Elliot. They're all going to be voted off because of an orgy, and they're going to bring back John Peter Lewis.
But is this his other song?
Because I'm such a tough, tough guy, I walk through fire!
You don't like him, do you?
No, I mean, and the rest of them. Like they got pictures of daisies in the background and dogs running. It looks like an allergy commercial. When he comes on,
yeah. Welcome to Lunesta.
Yeah, when he comes on, seriously, they put up flames in the background.
Yeah, flames for the brooding rocker.
Yuck!
I think Simon finds him very marketable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say, Don and Mike, I heard him say the F word too last night. I mean, we played it back like 6 times. He did say that.
Oh gosh, honey, can I tell you a million times over that you're wrong? We'll have that in a moment from Delicious Audio. I just got an instant message. It's freaking, he said.
Freaking.
Ah. He said freaking. We've got it. We'll bring it out in a second.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Very good. Well, we'll have to listen. You know, sometimes freaking can sound like the other thing if it's said very quickly.
It's great to be right. It's great to be right. Oh, mama. What a jerk. What a jerk off. Tonight we'll be at Mike's joint.
Yes.
We'll be watching all of that happen in person.
We'll be doing all our brooding performances.
And Buzz, you'll be able to watch.
I like to watch.
The Idol Show. Oh, that.
Hello.
That too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That too, Buzz.
Ah, hello.
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 You guys are wacky.
So
and my sister's coming to see your show tonight.
Oh, what about you?
No, I can't come.
Why not?
In Maryland. She lives in Manhattan.
Well, so what's wrong with Maryland? It's not too far.
It's too far. I have to work tomorrow.
That's a lot of people have to work tomorrow. People begin up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They come to that show tonight.
I know. But
it's not a show. It's
my sister lives in Manassas, so it's going to be easy for her.
Oh, so it's easy and convenient for her. What about you?
It's just too far, man. If it was on the weekend, I've been there before. I love it.
We ask you to try harder.
Well, maybe I will, Buzz, just for you.
Well, I've been the one that's been imploring you. What about me?
Is that you, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, I have to tell you something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Do your daughters still have their pony?
No, they don't, as a matter of fact. They do not. No, their mom decided that she was going to get them a horse, a regular horse.
Oh, I was going to say, once they get on it, they're never going to get off.
Hi, it's Don, and I've been ignoring you.
I'm sorry, Don.
Okay. I'm still trying to decipher what you said just a minute ago.
Let's part with a few words from my lady, Star Jones.
Star Jones?
Star Jones. No, I mean this. My best to you.
All right, Don and Mike.
That's Joe Arthur again.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Hug it out.
Thank you, Star Jones.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Good advice.
Let's hug it out.
Now, bitch. I'm confused. When Ms. Jones was saying that, was it a term of endearment?
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Not really, Mike.
She was mad, right?
Oh. Who knows?
She was speaking, of course, to Barbara Walters.
To all of them. To all of the ladies of The View.
She was welcoming Rosie O'Donnell to the show, the new edition of the show.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Absolutely. Okay, we got to stop here. We'll come back with the Joe stuff.
Right. Good.
Because you remember yesterday on the show, Joe announced that he had a skeleton key.
That opens all the rascal scooters they have in supermarkets.
Yes, and not only that, but also elevators.
Right.
And the various lockers and doors. So we sent him out today
to record his crime spree
to 6 different area supermarkets where they all have rascal scooters for people who can't walk.
We're going to find out what happened to our Hamburglar.
And I just want to warn you about a very dangerous idea that I'm thinking about for tomorrow. Now, I know that we tried one time, like 5 years ago, an all-caller show. That was a horrible failure,
right?
Because we didn't do anything. We thought it would be funny just
to open the phone line,
and it's good timing. It's Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Joe.
I was heard you talking about me riding the rascals. Did you know how nice people are to cripples?
Okay. Wait until we get to your segment.
There you go. But there's a preview.
Thank you,
Joe.
He's mentally retarded.
He's a fag.
Oh, no, hold on.
He's mentally retarded.
That's what Joe.
There he is. Joe and the Magic.
He looks very pleased with himself.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
All right, you were saying
tomorrow. Here's a thought.
Sorry about
dangerous
that.
Idea.
Now, not an all-caller show, but looking at it like this, we have each hour approximately 40 minutes. How much content do we have in an hour?
40 minutes.
40 minutes every hour. Sure. Okay, so it's like it's 2/3, whatever the percentage is. 40 minutes an hour to do the show, right. and then we have to squeeze the commercials in.
Right.
So, assuming that we could take a phone call a minute, and try very hard not to just take as many as we can, like just say hello to people and hang up, to like take 500 calls. But very fast, Head, if we took a call a minute
160?
For every moment that we were on the air tomorrow, would be 160 right. phone calls.
Okay.
Could we do it, or would it drive us crazy?
We could do it, and it could drive us crazy.
Yes. Here's the thing. There will be a lot to talk about tomorrow. There will be the recap of what happens at the party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We've got whatever it is we'll have to put off till Friday.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I'd like to try to go with this tomorrow.
Good.
Give everybody a chance to call in and know that you would have 60 seconds.
Right.
And
you mean each call, no matter the content, would have 60 seconds?
Yeah. All we do is just take call after call after call after call after call for every moment that we're on. Yes, Mike. Yes, Mike.
How many calls could we take if we did one call every 30 seconds?
320, but... See, the thing is, then you get to like the point if we took a call every 10 seconds. But I think 60 seconds is the magic mark.
Okay.
30 almost
too short. What if we get somebody who says something we're interested in?
I think we should have an example of how it would sound. And because you need to time this, just so you know exactly what it would say. Can I play the role of the caller?
Mike,
I'm not trying to be difficult. I swear to God, I think it's a great idea. I want you to...
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
I love your show, man.
Thank you. You've got 1 minute. We're taking 160 calls. The entire show will be entirely made up of your phone calls.
All right. So I got 60 seconds to talk to you?
Yes, and at this point, my friend Mike would be helping me out,
right,
saying something funny to keep this going. But right now, for whatever reason, he's pretending to be you.
Is this Don?
Yeah, this is the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
And despite
despite
the water that you're throwing on this fire,
yeah.
I think that 4 hours of this will test our patience and will make us better high wire walkers.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
All right.
See, this would be even better if Mike was here helping me, because I'm explaining right now.
Buzz there?
I'm here, yes.
Hi, Buzz. Man, I love you.
Was that the whole 60?
That was it.
It's fine. It's doable. I was doing really that for myself, too, just to see if... I wanted to see how much time 60 seconds with a caller really feels like. I wanted to see what it would feel like. And it can't be much worse than that, do you think?
No, and I'm
There's
saying...
There's no way.
Tomorrow, again, I'm just trying to think, what have we ever done before? Really taking all phone calls.
Right.
Now, if we say we're just going to take phone calls, you know us, especially me. I'm a member of the Drifters. I will jump from topic to topic, and we won't stay on with calls.
I think it's a great idea. I really wanted to see what it would feel like. And now it's not nearly as long a period of time for one caller if we happen to get a bad caller as it would feel like.
And you know, maybe people will surprise us.
Will you, if someone is good, that's wonderful, let's go. They're cut off at 60 seconds.
Listen, the goal will be to get in 160 phone calls in a four-hour show. 160 phone calls in 4 hours. What, Robbie? Because the title will be 160 minutes.
160 minutes, like the, yeah, hey, it's a CBS tie-in.
Exactly.
Okay, so
I think it's a great idea.
So I like it.
And now because we did that little. That little dry run, that little rehearsal,
yeah.
I'm even more excited about it. I think we do that standing on our heads.
Well, you know, it's a great thing about it. It's got the chance, really, to crash and burn.
In a beautiful way.
It does. Yeah. Although it may not. I like nothing better than taking phone calls.
We've always agreed that
even
you and
I we scream at.
Enjoy it more than any other element of the show. The phone call part is the absolute best.
And you'll still have plenty of time to throw in what you want to, because you know some people will panic and hang up.
Oh,
and
that's
you know,
true.
The best part is probably you won't be able to talk as much tomorrow.
That is the best part.
That is. Why don't you go to your desk?
I knew that was
I
coming.
Have no desk.
Well, you've got a little desk back there.
All I have is a stool.
You'll be able to talk a lot tonight, though.
As much as I want.
As much as
what
you want.
What time do you close?
2 o'clock.
I will be there until 2.
So will I.
Okay. Off with you. Off with you. Go off with Ryan now. Whatever it is he said to her last night. Off with you. Go run off with Ryan now.
When he was talking to Elliot?
Yeah.
He loves to do that. He loves to talk. Off you go. Run away.
See, but Simon Cowell sends subliminal messages.
Scatter. Oh,
yes.
The subliminal message Simon Cowell has been sending for the last 3 weeks, and I'm positive, is, hey, America, listen to me. I hate Elliot.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's get rid of him.
Elliot Yamin.
Because even when the guy does... a passable job, like the George Benson song.
Sure.
You know, I expected Simon would have to say, well, okay, right away, would he say, well, it's a good thing you've got a second song tonight.
Yeah. The thing is, when you look at Elliot, it's all visual. Simon is the most visual of all of the judges. Well, he cares what people look like. He cares about the whole package
and
the style.
How about Elliot's mom?
Oh, my God. Doesn't that? What is her head on a stick? Looks like her head's on a stick. And whenever he's singing, it always looks like he just finished an egg salad sandwich. You always see the strings between his teeth. I hate to overanalyze, but we're at that stage of the competition. You have to analyze like this.
Overanalyze.
You have to pick them apart. You truly do. He's like the strings. I hate that more than anything. And when you're talking to somebody and they get the strings of saliva between their teeth, it is so disgusting.
Okay, but I hate the rocker more than you hate that guy.
I don't hate Elliot Yamin. I think he's got a good singing voice. I'm coming around on that rocker. The problem is, You're really going to be disappointed when the rocker wins the whole thing.
Mm. I have faith in America. I have faith in the stupidity of America.
I'd like not me. The one that I root for is Catherine McPhee. Absolutely.
What a sweet piece of ass she is.
She's pretty.
She gets better every week.
She could be on the Jennifer Aniston channel, mm-hmm. and that's the channel where all it is really
right.
is just a bunch of security cameras in her home. There's really enough dialogue. Just watching her.
You'd like to watch her do everything?
Oh, everything.
Sure.
You know, where's the body cam?
She's going in now.
Yeah. Baby. Okay. One more call, and then we got to hit this break so we can hear the Joe tapes. Hello?
Diane, Mike, does this mean that Joe gets the day off tomorrow?
Well, Joe will be forced to be here, but he will not be screening calls, no.
Can I take you guys a break like Tom Gavin?
You've got... much more than 30 seconds left.
Go ahead.
Well, Don and Mike, you guys are one of my all-time favorite people in the field.
No, seriously, Mike was kidding with you. We really have to break. Tomorrow you can have 60 seconds, but for now, shut the frig up. Just go to break. Please.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
Joe.
The Don and Mike Show. And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I got to get to Joe Saves here. But I just have to say something on the radio, because, you know, sometimes, well, it's love-hate, frankly, if you work on this show. You know, most people hate me, and I love most of them. But they hate me because sometimes the only way to get the message across is to say it on the radio.
Right.
Yanni, our new guy back there, is great.
Yes.
Like, he got the tape of Stern.
Right.
That was great
tape.
Really good on the website.
Uh-huh.
What we don't need is like 30 seconds before we're going to go back on the air. The door opens up. And he comes in like he's got something really important. Uh-huh. And he says, "Hey, Don." I'm like, "You're in here."
Right.
I say, "Yeah." He said, "Just thought I'd let you know. I got a couple of calls. The Junkies did a show where they took 100 calls in a whole show."
Yes.
He goes, "Such as you know." Yeah. Hey, listen,
that's not. He hasn't learned the ins and outs of listen, you and me. I think.
Listen, DB, and I say that lovingly. LDB, lovingly, douchebag. Some shows take calls every day, all day.
Yes.
Right.
And if you want to get terribly territorial about it, as I've already stated, 5 years ago,
we did the all-caller show.
We tried.
Right.
It lasted, an hour? Less than an hour, maybe an hour.
If the Junkies did a show where they took 100 calls on a show, good. We're going to do one that takes 160 calls, because that was my goal all along.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure why that was brought to our attention.
It's not a terribly original idea.
Well, as you say quite often, there are no original ideas in radio.
No, but what made me think of it was screaming at that guy yesterday. You know, when I really went off on that guy, yelling about how people should know how to call the show.
Right.
Well, it's a good exercise for me. It's a good exercise for Mike. Let's take a phone call a minute.
It's sometimes a painful exercise. It is sometimes a joyful exercise. I hope when we do a show like we're going to do tomorrow that we have more joy than pain.
Yeah.
But I guarantee nothing. You
right.
never really, really know.
And,
but
you know,
the thing is, even if we do get one that's real painful, we got to cut it off in 60 seconds, no matter what. So don't think we're being wimps if we cut the call off in 60 seconds.
And I'm not ragging on the Junkies. I'm ragging on the idiot in the back room back there who's overreacting to whatever moron listener instant messaged him, you know. Trust me, the Junkies aren't going to run around and go, "Oh, my God, they're stealing our bit." Because we're not stealing their bit.
You know what the good news is? We'll be able to discuss the whole thing over cocktails tonight.
Oh, that's
lots
right.
of cocktails.
I forgot John's coming tonight, isn't he?
Lots of cocktails.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you know, everything's fine. He is.
Of course
it is. I'm sure he understands more than anybody right now.
He's on kind of a losing streak with me right now.
I think he understands.
Johnny, come in here.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. Let's not. No. No, no, no.
I just wanted him to acknowledge that he understands.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know?
No, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
No, and I don't mean any disrespect to him.
No disrespect.
No, right. I mean, he's not like Joe. He's not a retarded dog.
No, Joe understands.
He's not a three-legged
dog. Joe understands
dog.
That when you do this, you know, and yeah, hopefully John will.
Well, I wish you weren't there, Buzz.
Why is that? Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Would you like me to leave for a second?
No, it's just because Buzz is friends with Joe and with John. It's like I say this, and Buzz has a look on his face.
Buzz is friends with everybody on the show. You want to bitch somebody out? Look at me.
I look over at him, and he's looking at me like, and I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking is, oh, now why?
You know, if you weren't around, you know what they'd all eventually say? None of them can work with me. I've tried. I think I'm a nice guy, but I'm not. And they know the truth because they're there all the time.
Why do you got to bring that up on the air? Come on. The guy's working hard.
I'm sure he meant well. That's all I'm saying. But you know what's important, though, to bring it up? Sometimes it is. You know, are we petty? Yeah, we're petty.
That's how you learn.
But it's just something that, you know, I don't know. It's like we're all on the same team here, and we got to make sure everybody knows that what the prize is. You know what I mean?
I got you.
You know?
I said, we're doing our own show.
We got the prize here, and everybody, all for one, one for all. We got to do that. We got to do that.
Well, it wasn't coming from them. It was coming from some retard listener.
Exactly.
And then, you know, LDB.
Don! Don! I laughed when he left. I laughed because it was just kind of funny.
The British are coming! The British are coming! No ass!
You know, it's like we're having Chris Hansen on the show. It's like, I saw him. I might have heard him on another talk show.
Okay.
Cancel the interview.
Boy, look at this. There are a lot of heads. Right now, Mike, you're right. You're the only one I can make eye contact with. I turn around and look at Rob. Rob just sitting there with his head. Rob, what? You're friends with him, too?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, you can be friends with him.
Of course.
Wonderful. He's a wonderful guy. Everybody, you know what? You're right, Mike. Bring his ass in here.
Johnny, come on in. Seriously. Because I think he's brighter than a lot of people around this radio station.
Joe.
He understands what's going on. And here he comes right now.
Certainly is brighter than
Joe.
Right.
Gee, thanks.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi there.
Can I ask you a question? Because I think you are brighter than When did you realize that you had screwed up? When did you? When it was like halfway out of your mouth or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You understand? I like you. I think you're a talented guy.
Thank you.
That's why you're on the show. I really do. You know that I've told you that in private.
Yes.
Well, he shares what all of us have, and that is a true disdain for our fellow men.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what we all share. If there's one common thread through the entire show, we're all haters. Maybe Buzz a little less than most, but Buzz hates too.
I'm learning.
Like strollers.
Yeah.
But there are some petty things. I mean, that's like, that reminds me back when, speaking of Howard, and thanks for getting that tape of him, when something would be in the news, or he would do something that was, you know, you wouldn't have to be a genius, like a takeoff on the $10,000 pyramid. And we'd do something like that like a month later. And, well, not you, whoever the you was back then, mm-hmm. would come running in and say, we're getting calls. Howard did the same bit.
A million years ago, and this is the gold standard for
not
what he's
case.
Talking about.
Ah.
We're doing, I don't even remember where the remote broadcast was from, but the way it used to work was that we had a guy back at the station.
It was David Edgar, Mike.
Who was responsible for getting us phone calls. And as opposed to saying we're having technical problems or whatever, this is how he articulated it. He said, no one's calling.
And Mike and I
unfortunately,
are sitting,
that paints a very bad picture on the radio.
Mike and I are sitting at a goddamn amusement park.
Not happy anymore.
Wild world.
And we're but David Edgar's responsible for our sensitivity to all of this stuff. That's
we're sitting there, we say, you know what? We're done with the rides. We're done with the cotton candy. Let's take some calls. David, open up the line. You know, Don and Mike, no one's calling. Just like that.
You saw two guys sitting there. If physically, we could have teleported into his little producer's room at that point. I was ready to kill the guy. It was insane.
Now that's different because he embarrassed us on the radio, and now I'm embarrassing you on the radio.
That's fine.
But you know, I mean, that you know.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I will
just
I will
be... you know. Okay.
I guess that says it all.
Yes.
I'll back to my hole.
Everybody, get the atomizer jug of Pepsi AC, please.
Oh, and happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
There will not be a stripper for you.
My wife thanks you in advance.
Ah, very good.
Oh, God, we got another birthday.
No, no. I said to Rob, listen, I'm going to let it all out.
All right.
And this is nothing against John. John is a great guy. Rob said to me earlier this week, you know John's birthday is Thursday. I said, well, that's great. And he said, well, do you want to get him like a stripper? I said, well, we just did that for John. Really, John is new to the show.
Very much so.
And no offense to John. We exchanged gifts on birthdays and Christmas.
Right.
He's not been with the show that long.
Yeah, by Christmas, will we have to get him a gift?
Yes. Yes, all by right. Christmas you'll have to.
Depending on how things are going.
But now for his birthday, I don't think so. I sound like a dick.
If you make that ruling.
I sound like a dick, but it's the way of it. Now, no, listen, it's not. It's my opinion.
Well, you know he's going to get him a gift.
Well, of course. You probably already
have
got
you already
him,
gotten
right?
him a gift?
Yeah, a couple.
Rob?
Yeah, I will. I did before he worked on the show.
Yeah, see, it's just I didn't get John a gift before he worked on the show.
Right.
And I don't ever remember him getting me a gift on my birthday.
Right.
So how about we just work together for a while,
and then
we can exchange gifts, you know, around the holidays.
I know the one criteria that I'll base it on. Was John with the show at Christmas time?
Just joining us around that time.
But did when we had right before Christmas, before we left, was John with the show?
No, I think maybe he started after we got back.
It was like half and half. He's like, earn while you learn.
All right, we're clear then.
Well, of course we're clear.
Yeah, I think what it is.
I mean, we're clear either way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But I think that it depends.
You know, once again, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it's something I said on the air yesterday. To the people that call and say, boy, Don, you're so mean to people and you can dish it out, but anybody gives you any, you can't take it. Look at how I'm exposing myself to you people. Look at this. I've just yelled at this guy for something really that's just inconsequential, but I just wanted to let him know, don't do it again. And now I'm actually discussing, honestly, it's the man's birthday on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, no gift. Joe, I'm very generous with Joe at Christmas.
Yeah.
Have I ever gotten you a birthday gift?
No.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? He's not in the circle of trust yet.
Right.
As evidenced by that gigantic mistake he made by running into the studio and then saying, oh, the junkies. that huge life-turning mistake that he made.
Once you're in the circle of trust, you're in, baby. We will drive you down to Chinatown.
We will.
And that's the way it works.
So,
everybody gets Christmas gifts.
So anyway, my point, my long-winded point is, why call and say I'm a jerk? Why call and say that I'm an ass? I'm admitting it. Look at me. What other type of person would do this? I mean, granted, it's for your entertainment, and I hope you enjoy it.
Right.
But, you know, I in real life got to go back now there and say to this guy, hey, you know, it was only for the show, when really he knows that I really meant it, but I have to say
now
it
you're
was
over-analyzing.
Only for the show.
Now, you're going to drive yourself insane with that. You're going to, if you overanalyze
what
it that
do,
way,
Mike,
you're going to drive yourself insane. So now when you go back, when you go back to him and say, hey, it's really not a big deal, now he's going to know what you just said, which was that you really do think it's a big deal, even though you're going to go back after we're off the air and say that to him.
His error in judgment has changed the entire complexion of our relationship. I don't know if I can work with John Norman anymore.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal.
Wow.
I don't know if I can.
Well, then we'll have to get everybody in a room and you'll have to call him.
You know, it would be a nice way. A nice way for him to make it up to me.
What would that be?
If he was to buy me a gift tomorrow on his birthday.
That's a great ass move. That is a superior ass move.
There you go again.
That's
there
almost like that's almost like Roman Emperor ass
hey,
move.
Hey, we're all in here.
Don't you remember?
Supreme ass.
What would you like for my birthday?
That is just fantastic. You know, somewhere there had to be a Roman Emperor that did that. Absolutely. On your birthday, please give the Emperor a gift.
You know. Whatever you think I would like.
No, no, the proper line there is surprise me. Oh my God! Wow, that is surprise me on your birthday. Oh God!
I'll give it some thought.
Very good. Thanks,
I agree.
John.
And let's make sure. No more than $150.
Yeah, you don't want to tax yourself.
No more than $150.
It's embarrassing over that.
Right. And please no gift certificates. They're, you know.
And he would appreciate it if you would put up the money for the gaming fee. There you go. Michael Corleone. Turn that cannon around.
Okay, so anyway, that's...
my offer is this, Senator.
That's how you motivate a staff.
Right. Nothing.
You know, I work on the Pete Rose philosophy.
Uh-huh.
That you beat them down, you beat them down. Then you get caught gambling and you get thrown out of the game.
That's how it works. It's a very, very simple philosophy.
I once saw him talk on TV about when he was a manager, that he would beat the guys down and then build them back up again. My problem is I'm no good at building them back up.
Well, there's a problem.
100 yards of the finest silk. Thanks, John. Happy birthday. A wonderful swatch of beautiful fabric to make some lovely suits.
A nice area rug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a rug.
A smoking jacket.
Right. Uh-huh.
Slipper.
Something, you know what? Dazzle me. Something high tech.
Oh.
Something wireless.
Nothing really better to plan when you're celebrating a birthday than what to get for your boss.
Something nice. And technically, I'm really not even his boss. I'm not, you know, it's a figurehead position.
Yes.
I mean, the other jerks upstairs are his boss.
Jerks upstairs should have told you.
Let me see. My goodness. You know, maybe something Bluetooth.
There you go.
That would be nice.
You love technology. And, oh, my God, just don't get it wrong.
Please.
We don't want to have that, you know, that because that would really ruin a birthday.
And no duplication.
Hold on. I'm serious now. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hi there.
Oh, my God, John is starting to sound like Joe.
I did that on purpose, sorry.
Have you seen those robotic vacuum cleaners?
Ah, the Roomba.
The Roomba.
Uh-huh. You know, I don't want to tell you, but let me just say, yes.
Right. And if it's a couple of, you know, pennies over that 150 mark you were talking about.
You know what? It's an investment in your short-term future. All right, John, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
I mean, but not really.
Of course.
Because it's the way I am.
That is the best.
Oh, God.
And something we all want to remember on birthdays.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And he'll learn. He'll know. He's doing great. I got a quick update for you. We got a break so we can talk to the Dateline guy, right?
Break soon, yeah.
Okay. Don't know what it means, but I have received now 4 hang-up calls from Beth Ann McBride.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So she calls, gets your machine, and hangs up, or you pick up and she hangs up on you?
Yeah, wow. No. Oh, no. I don't pick it up.
Ah.
Of course not.
She just doesn't leave a message.
Again, here I am. Oh. Here I am spotlighting the best of me.
This is Don Geronimo people first.
Another way to put this is she's called 4 times and you haven't picked up.
That's right. Or you could look at it and say, if it was important,
right,
she would have left a message.
That's true.
I seen this on CSI. This might mean she's in danger.
Right. Can't talk.
Can't talk.
We can't call her on the air, can we?
During her show?
Yeah.
No, you know, I really did feel bad when we caught her off guard before.
What if we're really, really nice to her?
The problem is that she might just put us on the air anyway.
Yeah.
You know, remember when we tried to call her before, and the next thing you know, we're on the air.
Yeah,
and
it went horribly wrong because she had that ass hat for like a sidekick on this show.
It was so bad. Well, you know, it'll get back to her. It'll get back to her. You know, I see the number. And I think, I don't know.
I don't think we can call her today. She's at the used book auction.
Well, I hope
at
least,
kidding?
You know, Rob or somebody gets back to her before the BS.
What's BS?
Baby shower.
Oh,
you know, because that's why I think she's calling you.
Where is she registered?
Oh, right, because the theory is when
she's active again, and now she's
called
pregnant.
A month ago, right?
You know how she is when she's active. When she's active, she was active one time, had a kid.
She got pregnant.
That's right.
It only took one time.
One time, one kid.
All you got to do is get the ball through the clown's mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you can win anything on the top shelf. Look at that! It's a baby.
Baby McBride strikes again.
It's a baby.
Baby!
Okay, the guy from Dateline NBC.
Chris Hansen.
We'll have him on next about the pedophile show that we talk about all the time that's so fantastic. Well, the Catch the Bad Guys be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Ah!
Tonight's joint.
join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party. The fun starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Little Mikey burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaway. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Giving lovers, so giving. Don and Mike.
Hey, it's not often that we get a real news guy on the show.
Man, am I jacked about this interview.
Really glad to say, I was ahead of the curve on this show. First time I saw this, smash.
Yeah.
For all the right reasons.
Absolutely amazing.
The Dateline, Catch a Predator, where they get the kid touchers.
Right.
Remember, they ran it originally like in a wasteland of TV on a Friday night. And
that's when I saw it.
Because I'm a loser. I was at home on a Friday night, too.
And it was a rare Friday night. I saw it. And it blew me away.
Anyway, it's on again tonight. As I've mentioned before, I think it should be a regular series every week. I think it should be on against American Idol. I think it can be like the America's Most Wanted of an entire different genre of creeps in America.
So many questions for this guy.
Yeah, it's, and we're going to get him answered now. And it's on tonight, 9, 8 Central on NBC. Catch a Predator 5?
Four.
Number 4, 5. Here's Chris Hansen from NBC. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
I don't know if you heard, love. I mean, and, you know, don't get me wrong. When I say love, like your show is Friends or something like that, or Seinfeld. But
yeah, pardon us if we both gush a little bit. That doesn't happen very often, Chris, but, you know, we both saw this early on, and it's just, I've got so many questions for you. It's blowing me away.
Love the concept, love the execution.
And one of the things I want to ask you right out of the shoot is that you've got this situation where you do this, and the genesis of this idea to go after these guys, where did this come from? Because you've seen America's Most Wanted, but
right.
To actually get involved in this sting, how long was the preparation for this thing?
Well, this started, guys, you know, back in 2004, and I had seen, you know, some local stories about Perverted Justice, the online watchdog group, and what it was doing, which was essentially having its volunteers pose as teens in chat rooms. They'd set up a profile with a picture that was unmistakably underage and just sit there and wait for men to hit them up. And that would happen quite quickly. And there'd be a conversation. The decoy would be open to the idea of a visit and perhaps a sexual liaison. And once the guy committed to visit, then they would post this guy on their website, and we started talking about it here. We said, you know, what if we actually got a house, and what if we actually used, you know, all our whiz bang technology and hidden cameras and microphones, and really did something here in conjunction with these folks. So in September of 2004, we did that, and that was the first hour that was done in a house in Long Island, New York.
Right.
Did it again in Washington. I think you guys saw that one.
That's the one I saw first, yeah.
With the rabbi and the doctor and the teachers and the guy who walked in naked. And, you know, one of the criticisms we had after that one was, how come these guys were not all arrested?
Right.
Right.
And some of the guys are facing prosecution now. I think 5 or 6 of them. But to be honest with you, you know, the Fairfax County Police took some heat on this, and undeservedly, because it's hard for them to make a case when, you know, they get a bunch of transcripts of chats from Perverted Justice and they have our finished story. And there you go. So now they got to go through that. They got to work backwards.
Haven't I seen in recent episodes where now it's evolved, at least in some of them that I've seen, like the one that was on last week, the one that I saw.
Right.
When the guy left, there were cops outside that were waiting for it.
Exactly. So on the third one we did, which is in Riverside County, California, the Riverside County Sheriff's actually called Perverted Justice and said, hey, look, we're interested in setting up our own operation, obviously related to what you and Dateline are doing, but we would set up our own command post, our own stuff. You guys be the decoys. Let Dateline be the journalists. You know, we're not going to interfere with what you're doing in the house. But when the guy leaves, we'll arrest him. And we were able to work that out so we had enough independence, both for journalists and for law enforcement, perverted justice sort of acting as the middleman, if you will. We get the transcripts from them. They also give them to the police. They stay in contact with the police so they know what's going on. And it really worked out well. So we've been contacted, obviously, by other law enforcement agencies, or I should say perverted justice has, and that's what led to, you know, the small town Ohio investigation, and then we have one coming up after that that's down in Southwest Florida.
The sheer volume, and that's when I first saw your episode that you did with Fairfax County, the sheer volume of this many guys, and, you know, we live in this area, and it's right in our backyard. It absolutely, it was mind-boggling to me that you could set this up and get just person after person after person after person.
And return customers.
And return customers. Did it surprise you that, that you have this many, I mean, that this many people were not, you know, not only being perverted on the Internet, but acting on these conversations and showing up?
Well, yeah, it was very surprising on a couple of different levels. And as you'll see tonight and in the next couple of weeks, I mean, we've got guys coming in now who have seen
right.
our previous stories.
Okay.
Some guys who recognize me almost from the moment I walk out. We had one guy say, okay, oh, it's you. That's the chair where I sit. This is the part where you do the interview.
This is what I want to ask you about before we play a clip and you can walk us through this.
Sure.
You've got incredible balls to stand and come out from behind the shadows, even though, you know, you're on TV, and I'm guessing there's security there. You have to control your emotions.
Yeah, and I would be I would think he would be wondering about what one of these guys might do. I mean, not in a bad case scenario.
Not to right away want to jump up and say, oh, my God, you're a kid toucher. What is your problem? You come around the corner, and you say, hey, what are you doing here? Now, the more you do it, I guess the question I have is, does it get easier for you, and were you at all, not physically scared, but...
Did you fear for your personal safety?
Or just mentally, was there a part of you thinking, you know, God, I'm in the room with this absolute creep, but I got to come around the corner and like, tell him without telling him right away he's on TV.
Yeah, what's it like on a personal level for you?
Well, it's you know, you get anxious. You know, your heart's in your throat. You know, obviously we take precautions, and a lot goes into the planning of these things, so everybody's safe. We are able to see the guy coming from a long distance. We're able to look at his behavior, see what he's bringing in. But, you know, there have been a couple anxious moments. I mean, in the episode you'll see tonight, in tonight's investigation, there was a guy who came in and a short guy, not physically menacing, and when I say short, I mean like, you know, less than 5 feet tall.
Wow.
And he even has, takes him a minute to get up on the stool, you know, the way the thing is set up with the bar there and everything.
God.
And it turns out that this guy, this is late on a Sunday night, this is like one of the last guys who came in at the very end of the investigation, turns out that this guy, the following Thursday, 4 days later, was supposed to show up and start serving a prison sentence after pleading guilty to the very same thing in the previous months.
Wow.
So he's got his hands behind his back, and I tell him a couple times, look, do me a favor and just, you know, keep your hands up front. And they usually respond right away. But he keeps putting his hands back in his pants, and it's making me, you know, sort of anxious here. Now, I know that there's a camera on the other side, and, you know, the crew upstairs and, you know, our security folks are watching that closely, and they would say something if they had an issue there. And it turns out I think he might have been just, you know, nervous and fidgety. But, you know, you do worry about that kind of thing. And thus far, you know, we've been no serious incidents.
Let's hear one of these. Maybe you can walk us through this. This
absolutely.
Is from last week. This is a really good, you know, I hate saying this with you on the phone, but it's like the way I described it on the air when I played the clip. It's a really good one because the perv is a teacher.
Right.
And you
right.
nail him on it. So let's listen to this and
sure.
then walk us through what happened. We'll play an example again tonight to Catch a Predator 4, Dateline NBC exclusive. It's tonight on NBC. Yeah, you know, we talk about this show all the time. Here's the clip, and then we'll ask Chris what it was like.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just going to go finish getting ready. I'll be right there.
Come here.
No, I promise I'll be right back.
No, come here.
I'll be right there. Okay. Wait, you got to be a little patient.
Actually, I want you to come here.
That's what I thought.
Who did you think you were going to meet here?
This kid I've been talking to.
This kid?
I know she's a kid.
How old?
13, 14.
13. And how old are you?
Too old for a 13, 14-year-old.
Too old. What do you do for a living, Jim?
I'd rather not say. Who do you work for?
I'll get to that in a minute.
No, I'd really like to know. I'm sure I'm on TV or something right now.
Why don't you just tell me what you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
And what grade do you teach?
Sixth grade.
So you teach kids about the same age as the girl you were coming to see.
James Rutherford is a sixth-grade teacher at a Catholic school in Cincinnati, where he also coaches track. He drove 2 hours to get here.
I would never do anything. I don't know why I'm here.
You were on your way, showing off in front of this 13-year-old girl. And the conversation you had with this girl
was bad. I know. I don't know why. I need help. I am going through a divorce. My wife, Thursday, told me she was leaving.
Shut up, you loser. I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked John Walsh. Seriously, when you do a show like this, and you come around, how do you control yourself? Like, when you find out he's a teacher, seriously, I know you're not a violent man. You wouldn't do this. How do you just control yourself from just not
choking the guy?
First of all, you know, that's not the mission here.
I know it's not, but...
To go on. And I'm not condoning, by the way, or defending anything any of these guys have done. But my job is to go out there and get information and get inside this guy's mind and figure out what makes a 26-year-old sixth-grade teacher who's also a track coach, who seemingly is a normal guy, doesn't look like a predator, is a functioning member of society. What makes him get online, use a webcam, chat with a girl he thinks is underage, and drive his car 2 hours on a weekend afternoon for a meeting?
Yeah,
I'm genuinely curious to understand it.
Well, from a viewing standpoint, Chris, and I say this as the father of two young daughters, when I watch this, what I think, I make no bones about the entertainment value I get out of seeing you bust these guys and see these guys taken off the street. And I hope that, you know, the justice system goes the distance to take care of these guys and get them out of the mix. Because I'm terrified and at the same time gratified to see somebody bringing this situation to light. And on that, there's a question that I think we all asked the other day. When you see these guys, when you see a rabbi, when you see a teacher, we were wondering about the legality of these guys letting their faces be shown. Because how does that work where they're on TV?
When we watch Cops, we see a lot of pixelated faces.
Right,
and I'm thinking, if I walked into this thing, the last thing I'm going to do is sign a release for you saying, go ahead, put me on TV.
Well, the difference between us and those other shows is that we're a news program, and we don't have to get the permission. So in other words, if you're an entertainment program, you've got to get something signed. Because I'm a news program, you know, unless there's an issue about somebody who's underage or somebody who, is unable to, or should not be identified on television. You know, we had some issues in the very first one with a guy who came in who was mentally ill and had just been discharged from a hospital after being treated for a schizophrenia. And the decision was made ultimately in that case to blurt his identity because of that, because of sensitivities to his mental illness.
You know, this is a tough question to ask any broadcast journalism, but I have to ask you this. The value of this, where do you think the most important value is? I think, frankly, is it's enlightening parents, making them realize what's out there and just how dangerous the internet can be.
I agree.
That's what I think.
I think the two most important things that have been accomplished here are, one, I think we've initiated a dialogue between parents and children, between teachers and parents, and teachers and children as to the dangers that are online. And the other thing I think that's happened is, 2 years ago, I would venture to guess in most cities in America, if a school or a school district said, we're going to have an Internet Safety Awareness Night tonight, and we want all the parents to come to the seminar in the gym at the high school, you'd get a handful of people, and they would be the most involved, you know, PTA committee chairman. Today, we are told that because of what we've done, and it's not just us, the New York Times has done some incredible reporting on
this. Come on, your show has really, really got this thing going.
Well, but a lot of people have done a lot of hard work. A lot of police agencies have operated on their own. The FBI has done it. But because of all that, you know, we're told and we have seen that in many of these things, you know, it's standing room only now. And people are focusing on it. So, I can only see good coming from that.
Then I'll be the one that says it because I've thought it for a long time. It's a great cause. I love seeing it. I think it could be a regular show. And I know that the journalist in you...
Do you go into the entertainment arena when you do that?
Because you're
point?
A news guy, I'm sure you wouldn't want to do that. But can't you see this as...
I mean, almost like what John Walsh has done.
Horrifically enough, there's an unlimited supply of these.
Yeah, right. That's,
look,
that's
know,
what I'm
clearly,
saying.
Clearly, there's a, it's captivating, compelling television, you know, but each time we do it, we balance that knowledge with the fact that, we, you know, what we're really trying to do here is good, solid enterprise journalism. And at the end of the day, the enterprise techniques that we've used here are very much the same techniques as we used in Cambodia to expose, you know, sex tourism and child sex slaves, in India to expose, you know, slave labor children in the silk business, silk that ends up on Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue, and in Bangladesh, you know, to expose conditions in the factories where clothes are made for Walmart and Sears and other companies. So, you know, we've just turned these techniques to, you know, to internet safety and computer predators.
Well,
and the challenge for us is to, you know, to figure out a good balance here when it comes to this and to figure out how to use this very compelling storytelling method on other critical issues facing us today.
You never know when those issues are going to crop up.
I know you don't want to hear it, but, I mean, it's, you know, really, I mean, they're making a big deal about Howie Mandel opening up 40 cases on TV and it's getting huge ratings.
Yep.
I'm saying you put a bald guy on TV with 40 cases and chicks in bikinis and it's getting like a 12.4 share.
Mm-hmm.
You put your show on three nights a week. Blow everybody away.
And do some good at the same time.
Yeah.
Really, it is something, and I mean this from as a father, that this, it opened my eyes up, and if it opens everybody else's eyes up, it's so nice to see something that, and you have to, I have to say it, it does have entertainment value to see the bad guys get their comeuppance, but also something that's doing an awful lot of good. You should be very proud of this, Chris. It's really great work.
Well, guys, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for being on the show. And did the guy with the zipper down oogie you out?
that was something. Well, you know, it's funny because in that case, you know, again, I'm around the corner and we're watching the monitor and we get a good view of what's going on. But, you know, I wasn't sure what he was doing. And I sort of, I probably should have waited a couple more seconds just to let it play out. But I thought he might be trying to leave the house. I didn't know.
Yeah, it was gross.
And it wasn't until he turned around that I saw his zipper down. I said, well, let me get him to sit down and settle this down, and I'll ask about that in a minute.
Here it is again, and this is why you watch this show, and it's serious and all, like Mike was saying, but also you got it's sublime. You look at it, you go, where's reality, where's comedy? Listen to this.
My zipper came down. Excuse me.
Oh, boy.
The perv. My zipper came down.
Nasty stuff, man.
What a creep. Well, Chris, you're doing good work, and good luck with the show. We love it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Catch a Predator tonight on NBC. Talk to you later, dude.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
All righty,
now.
Bye-bye.
You know, I don't care what he says. He might low-key it, but the first few times they were doing that I don't care how much security you have to go out and directly confront those guys.
Yeah.
You don't know what they have on them, what they, you know, they conceal weapon, whatever, what anything might happen in that.
You know,
I mean,
what
you
that
know,
is?
Isn't it one step? I mean, sure, it starts out as the sexual predator, but aren't the sexual predators these guys you hear about burying a kid's body somewhere?
Sometimes,
I mean, really.
Yeah. You know what that is? That's Tuesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night, 10 p.m.,
yeah.
Take care of three time slots. It's that reality thing.
Right.
Plus, as he said, or you said, somebody said, unlimited supply of these pervs.
I said that. I'm not happy about that.
Unlimited supply. Here's one more tape from last week's episode.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
What were you doing with your pants there when you were heading towards the door?
My zipper came down. Excuse me.
Oh,
I'll just go outside and make sure everything's okay.
Well, you brought quite the selection tonight.
Yes, sir.
What do we have here?
Well, that's mine.
I liked having the guy on the show. You gotta love his rap with these guys.
He is perfect.
He's so condescending to them.
Right.
Like, hey, you've got all your stuff here, don't you?
What are you planning on doing?
I mean, his delivery is really top notch.
Yeah. Were you gonna give any to the 15-year-old?
Oh no! I don't do that.
And
I got a 15-year-old daughter myself.
Well, come
I asked
on.
Her,
so you brought the 12-pack and 2 6-packs.
I said, what does she like to drink? That I say I was never what I was going to bring it. You got in black and white that I said I'd bring it. But
and you brought it.
Yes, I did.
You say that.
But she also asked for it.
It appears to be clear from this transcript that you are open to the idea of having sex with this girl.
No. Yes. Would I? No. Or maybe. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What is it, Alonzo? Yes, no, maybe so.
Maybe.
Maybe. So maybe you would have had sex with this girl.
Maybe.
What should happen to you, Alonzo?
I should go to jail.
There you have it.
Okay. You know what?
There you go.
That's right. Did that blow you out of the water when he said it's a news show so they can actually take the hidden cameras
I mean,
everywhere?
You know,
I mean, you could move this into 20 different areas that of law enforcement.
And once he said it, originally I was thinking, like, ooh, is that bad, FCC, like giving them too much power? But think about, like, when 60 Minutes does their hidden camera stuff.
Right, right, right.
They never get nailed on that.
No, they don't.
They don't. You always see the bad guy. Or even when it's, like, whatever, 7 on your side.
Right.
We went to the local muffler place, and they show the guy on the hand, the camera that's in the handbag. Mm-hmm. You know,
sure.
That grainy where he's going, it's going to be $800 to fix it.
Uh-huh.
So there's a way around that.
How cool to talk to that guy. Really, yeah. I'm so impressed with that guy. I really am.
And again,
great broadcast journalist.
What
good work.
Dumbass is at NBC. The show's on tonight at 9 o'clock against a little thing called American Idol.
It's disappointing that it is.
Where's my grid?
Because everybody ought to see this. If you have the TiVo, make
Chris,
sure you know you get it
grid.
Get it taped.
They'll be unanimous.
Let me fix this right now. Okay, so it's on NBC.
You going to do some reprogramming for the network? With
right
your dream
here.
Job uh-huh. as a network executive?
First off, they've got them in the wrong order. Deal or No Deal is on at 8 o'clock.
Which really, seriously, in my opinion, the dumbest show on television.
A waste of television.
The Predator show is on at 9 against American Idol. Mm-hmm. Law and Order is on at 10. It's simple. You move the Predator show to 8 o'clock so it's not on against Lost and American Idol.
Right.
And you get away with it at 8 o'clock because it's newsworthy and kids should be watching it so that they know that these guys are bad. And NBC kicks ass.
Yeah, and that is one that I suggest for all parents if you haven't seen this.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got teenagers, even if you've got, mine were a little young and I didn't want to overload them with this,
right.
But I sure as hell talked to them after this.
Good.
Because all parents of young kids, especially early teenagers, should watch this show. You got to realize what's out there. It is mind-boggling to me.
I am being channeled right now by the ghost of Brandon Tartikoff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, he built the Thursday night back before it's the piece of crap now with Joey and Will and Grace.
Right.
And, I mean, Brandon Tartikoff, the late Brandon Tartikoff would have seen this. He could have smelled this hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Les Moonves. Hey, Leslie. Why don't you steal it for CBS?
But if you do put it on a regular basis, does that then count as an entertainment program?
No.
Because, well, he was alluding to the fact that America's Most Wanted, or Cops, is kind of an entertainment program. That's why they have to pixelate.
Well, maybe it is. Well, you know, God.
See, now I don't know. I mean, that's a real... I'd love to know more about
that. All right, so just on once a week.
God
maybe.
Knows those lawyers certainly talk our ears off.
Right,
I'm going to ask them a question.
So you don't whore it out like I would 3 times a week.
Right.
But you put on just once a week.
Or you do it every other week.
Well, you got to have, Mike, you got to have your fix.
Once a week.
We've got to make sure you cover that. See, I'm thinking like a lawyer now. You got to have that legal aspect because I don't want those guys pixelated.
But what you got
to
do
God knows they've tried to pixelate.
You got to pick your spot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes.
I think just flip those two shows. Flip Deal or No Deal with the Predator show.
Deal or No Deal.
Well, put that on against Lost and
Deal
American
or
Idol.
No Deal.
How many legs does that show have? I mean, really, when is that going to reach the finish line?
Well,
do you think that's going to last a long time with Howie just going, Deal or No Deal?
Here's the thing. They learned the lesson from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They've got a stupid game show that people seem to like because there's
but
nothing else on.
Millionaire, they ask questions. This is serious.
Right, that's
is
why
it in that case or is it in
that's
case?
Why it's so popular. Hold on a second before you yell about it and I yell about it.
Right.
Have you not watched it?
I did watch it once. I watched it one time and that was it.
Well, I wish I could say I was as evolved as you.
But you
I've watched
God,
it a
I
lot.
Feel guilty you caught me on this. I watched it because there was nothing else on. Damn it.
I got news for you.
What if Howie Mandel confronts the Predators? and as soon as he identifies one, he blows up the surgical glove.
Now I'm watching.
Right.
And then you get Chris Hansen on the stage with all the Miss American contestants.
Deal or No Deal?
And he's standing up there with all the suitcases. Meanwhile, yeah, it's Howie Mandel. Germ-phobic Howie Mandel. Oh, you're a kid toucher. Oh,
yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly.
Hey, I've got my crazy Regis and Kathy Lee glasses on where you can't see that there's a hidden camera in them.
You know, guys like Chris Hansen, John Walsh, all those guys that do this kind of work, mm-hmm. I'm in awe of those guys.
Sure.
I think they're doing something with the medium that should be done. It's
doing
fantastic.
Good work.
I'm in awe of Howie Mandel.
I knew you were going to say that.
Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal.
AP, American Phenomenon. Got a break right now. Howie Mandel on Deal. Oh, good, Jackie. Howie Mandel on Dateline.
Feel or no feel.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Martling.
Shave that head, Howie.
We got a break. We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Now, word from former and former fellow employee.
Co-worker.
Yes. Mm. Future fellow employee worker, Howard.
Tonight, join Don and Mike and their entire...
Ouch. That's Dude Walker.
It is. He still works with
which me. One? I think it's that one?
Yeah. Let's see.
Howard?
And the whole station changed.
There he is.
So, yes, it is important who's on in the morning. You kind of feed the rest of the day, you know?
Mm.
The only consolation for...
Good response, Robin.
Mmm.
Mmm.
And the whole station tanked. So, because it is important who's on in the morning. You kind of feed the rest of the day, you know?
Mm.
The only consolation for WJFK in Washington, which is owned by CBS Radio, was it wasn't worse. WJFK fell from fifth with Stern to ninth with the junkies among 25 to 54-year-olds. JFK had to reshuffle its lineup. By reshuffling everything, all those moving pieces apparently hurt the Don and Mike Show, whose audience share among adults 25 to 54 slipped 27%. Well, they must be pissed.
Yeah. Ask Mel.
Tonight, join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party.
He'll tell you.
It starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Little Mikey burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaways. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party. Tonight, from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, really, no ass. Despite what Howard and Robin said. Good party tonight. I'd like to meet you out at Mike's.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time at that party.
And we've got the buttons. Oh, hold on a second. Listen to this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Ed.
I heard a rumor Ed might be out there tonight.
Giving lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
There they are right here.
Limited edition. Let me turn off the American breed.
Okay.
So you'll hear the quality.
I hear it.
We're playing with our buttons, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. If we do it like that, hold on. Do it real fast. Hold on a second. You too now. I got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. I'm hot for DJ. That just sounded like the beginning of...
That weird drum thing that they do.
That clacking sound.
You get a better sound than I do. Where are you hitting it? What part of the microphone
right on the
15 are you hitting?
And right on...
The connector?
See that part?
Okay.
Right there.
I know why.
There you go.
Why?
Under your pin.
All right. Very good. Oh, you're right. You're right.
But like a careful. Snare now.
Be careful. Yeah, don't cut off the tip of your other finger.
These finger is regenerating like you would not believe. The tip of my
these
finger.
Are the collector's items that we'll have for you tonight at O'Mara's. It says, real nice buttons, listen harder, number 15, Don and Mike, and then the free sound.
What?
So
that's not important, Rob.
What was the last
it's point? Not important, Rob.
Not okay. Important. We'd love to meet you tonight. We'll be there for a couple of hours, just hanging out, having some drinks.
Yeah.
We'll get up on the stage. We'll make a couple of remarks. Then we've got some giveaways.
Oh, cool.
Buzz will be up there doing his stand-up routine.
All right. Yeah, we'll have the Buzz Burbank kissing booth.
Oh, and... Buzz is wearing his sexiest PJ top today.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know what material that is, but I swear to God, it is like something. I would say you could scour every Victoria's Secret catalog and not be able to find a blouse that nice.
Appears to be, is it velour?
I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's highly flammable.
Did you buy that in Key West also?
No, I've had this for a little while.
You know, we have the picture of Buzz from yesterday's show wearing his blouse.
My Jesus shirt.
His tunic. Yeah. And yes, you'll be glad to know, Buzz, that Yanni, your good friend Yanni, said that of all the email we got, it was like 99% people saying they liked your top.
Well, good for people.
So last night, I'm on the phone with my son, who is going through final exams.
Right.
And
always fun.
Yeah, and really the stress is really getting to the poor kid.
Of course.
He called me up and he was just out of his mind.
Sure.
You know, ready to pull an all-nighter, study, worried about, you know, if I get this grade on this test, I'm going to get this in the class, and blah, 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 blah. So I said, you know, clear your mind for a while. Mm-hmm. Just clear your mind. And really, Buzz, I said, because he's very fond of Buzz, I said, go to our website and check out the shirt Buzz is wearing. He came back with what I thought was, and you will appreciate this.
Can't wait to hear it.
The perfect example of the shirt.
Uh-huh.
If you're a fan of Star Trek, The Next Generation, and when Jean-Luc Picard goes on holiday, and Bart even remembered the episode, when he goes on holiday with the chicken, it's like an Indiana Jones thing, where they end up digging up artifacts.
I remember the episode.
They're digging up artifacts, and Riker has sent him to a planet where apparently, you know, you go and you get laid with as many women as you want.
Isn't that great?
It's like hedonism.
Right.
Anyway, the shirt that the evolved Jean-Luc Picard is wearing in the 24th century is almost a dead ringer for the shirt that you had on yesterday.
You don't have to tell me.
You feel good in it, don't you, Buzz?
I do. It's very comfortable.
The one you got on today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like from your Hef collection.
Oh, thank you. Really? I thought it was appropriate for tonight.
Yeah, well, yeah, we all know. We all know that you're going to be there, Buzz.
Yes.
You know.
You'll know me when I come in the door.
Why not just wear your PJ bottoms? Although, didn't you one time...
Why not just remove the shirt
altogether? Didn't you one time come to an appearance in your PJs
on
a
regular basis for a while? Back when we were painting with latex, I used to show up in pajamas.
Pajamas.
Tops and bottoms.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hello.
I just wanted to say that as a fellow misanthrope, I totally agree with you yelling at people. Because I felt so good listening to you yell at that jackass yesterday. Because it was what I had wanted to do all day. Just to anybody.
I like this.
Thank you, honey.
That's what you live vicariously through Dom when he's yelling at somebody like that. That's a good thing.
Just wait till tomorrow. 160 calls in a show. We have 160 minutes of show a day.
Right.
To show you how they just continue to just rape us with these commercials.
Mm-hmm.
160 minutes of actual show.
Right.
Every minute of tomorrow's show will be devoted to phone callers.
Wow.
1 minute for every person. In a perfect show, we would take 160 calls.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tomorrow will get 1 minute.
Right now, there is that segment of the listening audience that is out there filled with tremendous excitement.
Yeah,
well,
I know the type of people. Brave. Brave men.
That's right. It could go great. It could go bad.
Yeah. Either way, it'll be entertaining.
Could do both.
Well, if there's yelling, I'll be happy.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now we know.
Where was she calling from? Did you get an area code from her? Because wherever she was calling from, wherever she is in the country, I say move to Sacramento.
209.
Mm-hmm.
Where's 209, Buzz?
Spokane? Close.
Spokane, Washington.
Very good.
Yeah. Close.
So that's, she might commute.
That's tomorrow. And I mean, literally, tomorrow we won't be doing the opening song. We won't be doing the... call in on these numbers. It'll be because really, if we hit the ground running at 3 o'clock, 12 noon on the West Coast, come on, first minute of the show will be the first caller.
Wonderful.
And God knows we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow. We're going to have tonight to talk about. We've got tonight to talk about.
We might have tonight to talk about.
And tonight to talk about, but we might not be able to get it in tomorrow.
I'm excited. I am really excited, especially since we have the dry run.
It's an experiment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can we hear you scream again, please?
See?
Oh, jeez. It really makes me horny.
This is a preview of what you're going to hear tomorrow.
Oh, Don.
I very agree. But see, today we don't have to linger for 60 seconds.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Hey, how's it going with you?
Hello?
Yeah, we're right here.
Are you waiting? Are you waiting for the next edition of Dateline NBC?
No, sorry. I had an idea to bring your ratings up for you.
You have an idea to bring our ratings
off
up.
To a great start.
Here we go.
10 Cent Taco Tuesdays at El Mayor's.
All right, now see, this is once again. Now, this could be a call tomorrow. I'm just saying this could be a call tomorrow.
And I'm telling you, would it kill you for one day? Would it kill me for one day? You know what? I think that we can delicately step. It's like going across a cow field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where there are just piles. You, my friend, are a pile of cow ass.
Thank you
and
very
much. I think if we come into this with the right mindset.
And he hung up?
No, he's still there.
He's still there.
We come, he probably just bumped the phone against his big forehead.
I'm curious. Was that an intentional dial tone that we just got?
That was my cow hoof.
You did it on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Dad. It's all out of my hand.
Did you do it on purpose? I'm asking you.
No, sir.
It was a mistake.
I believe
yes,
I
would that mean is there any perspiration on your hands right now?
My forehead a little bit.
Dripping.
Big forehead.
My forehead a little bit.
My forehead.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Down here in Baltimore.
Down here in Baltimore.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Geography.
Why yes, such
Mr. Geography, you realize our studios are outside of Washington.
Yes.
You're above
us. So you understand when you say down here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing. Mike? You understand that, right?
Now, what, Mike, tomorrow?
Am I ramping really, up against this
gonna,
guy?
You are going to have to work on your people skills for tomorrow.
Ass hat. Haven't used that in a long time. I'm bringing that back, incidentally. I reserve the right to bring that back tomorrow.
Touch your hand. Make a friend. Come on.
Okay. Hi. Thanks for calling, friend.
A.M. Anger management.
No problem at all.
One day. Listen, now. Would you keep it? Can you keep anything in your pants?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Of course
you.
I can.
I'm kidding.
It's almost like I'm practicing.
I know one thing you can't keep in your pants.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why tonight will be great. Yeah.
Rob, don't give the surprise away.
Look on stage.
Yeah. It's a new me. Very, very excited.
That's Joe.
That's Joe. You know, we've got so many tapes to play today.
Yeah.
Let's wait a second. Why do you have Joe's music? Do we really need Joe's music?
Joe has music. It's a nice song.
Well, you know, this thing. Hello there. God, that sucks. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Yeah, hi, Don. How you doing?
What?
How you doing, Don?
How you doing?
Hey. Hey, you guys are the best.
Hey, thank you.
What can we do for you, sir?
I just wanted to call to say hi, and you guys are number one.
Thank you very much.
No, the truth is we're number 15, but thank you. We appreciate it.
And we have proof right here.
Okay. Those are the buttons.
The buttons.
Hey, you guys, 209
Stockton.
I thought
that. Hey,
so she was from Stockton area. She was from right outside of Sacramento, Rob.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Oh man, I knew that about the bitch.
Hello.
I'm just getting ramped up for tomorrow's show. I'm sorry. You sprung this little phone thing on us today. And
I hated that tomorrow I'm going to have to be the good cop now.
No.
I hate it when we turn around the roles and I'm Ricky Schroeder and you're Dennis Franz.
I think it's going to be just fine. It's going to be great.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Oh, if I did that, maybe it would work. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Right. Howdy.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Hey, did you guys see the spoof on SNL about the Deal or No Deal with Antonio Banderas?
You know, I didn't the spoof. Didn't see that, but I'll tell you that I did catch maybe the first 5 minutes of Antonio Banderas.
Was he funny?
He was funny.
Okay, listen, your phone sucks. Don't take it personally. Okay. He came out dressed in a dress, but I mean in a tight dress.
Wow. He strikes me, even with the language and everything else, that he would be a funny guy.
Yeah, and I thought when I watched him do the three or four bits, because I was really prepared to hate him, and I was saying to the people that I was watching, I was like, oh my God, Antonio Banderas, I was playing, he can't speak. Mike does this bit with him where it's like, but...
Sore fighting.
I thought he was funny.
Is Saturday Night Live getting funny again? We're getting calls on Saturday Night Live.
Well,
a couple of people have brought skits from Saturday Night Live into the studio.
Last week's was funny because it was all the cartoons that was hosted
Robert
by the ambiguously gay couple.
Right? I couldn't tell you who's in the cast of Saturday Night Live anymore. No. I don't watch it anymore.
No.
I haven't watched it for the last 2 years.
Tina Fey. Amy Proctor.
Tina Fey doing the weekend update,
not Amy
right?
Proctor. It's Emily Proctor.
No,
from CSI.
That's right.
Amy Poehler.
Horatio Sanz.
He's the fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Morgan.
Not anymore.
Mm.
Kel Mitchell or Keenan. One of those two.
I don't even know the people you're talking about.
Yeah, but here's another thing, though. Do you know the cast? I mean, outside of Frank Caliendo and Bobby Lee, do you know the cast of Mad TV?
No. Michael McDonald.
Oh.
Hey. He plays Stewart.
Okay, but that's three.
All right. Michael McDonald. Hold on. Wait a minute.
See?
I mean, damn it. That's, you put me on the spot. I know these guys.
It's just as tough, though.
I know these guys. It's, I know who you're talking about.
Because Mad TV is like Saturday Night Live when they do the opening.
Right.
It's like 15.
Barinholtz. What's his first name? Barinholtz.
15 people get their names on.
Chris Parnell is still on.
Is this Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
On SNL?
Yeah.
Hello.
I forgot we're in Mr. Wizard's wheelhouse right now.
No, not anymore. I don't stay up that late anymore.
But he still knows it.
He still knows it.
And who is it that did the original Mission Impossible?
Lalo Schifrin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
On the album, whole lot of Schifrin going on.
Hello.
Hi. Microphone off.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I want to let you know I'm a loyal fan. I've always been a closet fan because I'm a girl and I'm sort of embarrassed sometimes to say I listen to you guys, but no longer. I will get you guys to number 14, I promise.
No, honey.
I am no longer a closet fan.
Number 14, I promise.
I love you. I'm telling everyone about you.
You're very sweet, but I believe, you know, we will take our share of the blame of what Howard said is partially true.
Oh, Howard was.
No. Howard was, how do I say this diplomatically? Howard potentially could be an ally.
You're talking about me keeping it in my pants. You're talking about me keeping it in my pants, and you make a statement like that.
Mike, he's a broadcaster.
Sorry, I know.
Talented broadcaster.
Notice this woman's just been babbling on while we've been talking about
this.
That's
what they do. They're all the same.
But we appreciate your loyalty, Mike.
And just remember, you can't have number 15 without number 1.
But I think there are a lot of people out there, maybe not as many as they think, but there are certainly some people like you who, maybe if they're asked, they don't say they listen to the show.
Right?
I'm out of the closet now, guys. I've come out of the closet on your show. Good, I love your show.
You got to help us. Thank you, honey. And we're not beneath this. For those of you who think, oh, look how the mighty have fallen, we're not beneath it.
Why don't you come up to the restaurant tonight for a burger and some sex?
I can't. I have to work. I listen to you guys every night on the way to work.
All right.
I'm a nurse.
You didn't even hear the last thing Mike said, did you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Mike said it's burger and strap-on.
Yeah, she doesn't get it again, though. She doesn't get the privilege.
No.
Absolutely not.
Of having sex with you.
That's right. Opportunity lost.
Okay, goodbye.
I'll have the dream.
Thank you, honey.
Right.
Thank
She'd
you.
Be talking through it anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
What Jackie joke, man?
What did he write?
Rachel, it's not a joke, just a fact. Rachel Dratch?
Or Dratch. Dratch or Dratch, yes.
Is on Saturday
Night
Live.
Another cast member.
Thank you.
We'll have more updates.
That is great.
Right now, Rob's, you can actually hear it. It sounds like a Honda generator. That's Rob's brain.
Here's the thing with him. Pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
He got somebody good for the show today.
He certainly did that.
He got the guy from Dateline.
And it was a great pull.
And I love it. And we all said to him, you know, good job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, really outstanding.
I don't want to turn around and just hit him and say, well, do it every day. But
I'll get him back tomorrow.
It's funny that...
He'll be back to normal. Tomorrow will be the guy with, like, 15 toes.
We said to Rob, hey, good job, good job. I know we said good job, good job. But even after that, it's like, Mike left the room. He said to me, oh, "That's good billing. That's a good booking. That's a good billing."
Don't you understand what he's doing? He's doing what any like German Shepherd would do for you. He's nuzzling your hand.
Right.
He wants to be petted again. He does want to. Don't we all?
We
all want to be petted.
Of course.
Yes. And I want a desk.
No desk for you. No desk for you, my friend.
I think we got to give Rob the rooftop desk.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Just getting ready for
a burger.
Hello. Sex.
Burgers and sex. Ryan Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
All you can eat. Literally. What's up?
This would be your time, sir.
What's up?
Hey, you guys, you know, it's not so bad being number 15. You could be a big steaming pile of number 2, you know.
Wow.
Okay. You know, it was about this time yesterday. This is the type of mind I have for radio.
Wow.
I know it was about this time yesterday that I yelled at that guy. And I don't want the people in the cars now to hear the exact same thing as they heard.
This is not yelling time.
So know that in my heart, I'm really yelling at you. But because the audience heard that yesterday... You kind of get a free pass.
Can I ask you a serious question, sir?
Yes, you may.
Did you really, really think that that was going to make us laugh?
No, that's the whole thing.
Then why did you call?
because I'm trying to get you into that anger state. That's when
are you really?
Fighting.
Now, are you being serious about that?
Yeah.
Now, why do
you know?
Wanna...
Here's the weird thing. I might be mad at the guy, but I have. If he's telling the truth, if at least is. That was his mission.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's my mission. I'm waiting for you to pull out the bullhorn and lay it on.
Well, but see, that's not good. We don't want that. Can you help us out and not do that again?
You know what that's like? That's like going to...
Can I do that?
Shut up for a second. Let me give you a good example.
Okay.
It's like if you wanted to feel tough, you go find a Down syndrome kid and beat the crap out of him. You understand what I'm saying? You're the Down syndrome kid, and Mike and I are the bullies. I mean, what's the fun in bullying a kid with Down syndrome? Right? We could kick his ass anytime. You got if you want to have a fight, you got to bring something a little more formidable to the table.
Or if you want to get your 15 minutes or you want to get us upset, that's fine. We don't want that anymore. What we want is to be entertained. So what would be fun would be is if you had a mobile phone, for example, and you were near a very busy artery, a very trafficy area, and you walked out in the middle of traffic and let us hear the car hit you.
Okay.
Okay, so think about that maybe for the next one.
Because otherwise, you know, I mean, it's like you're Corky. You know, yeah. Corky's called up and Corky's challenged us to a fight.
Right.
Just because Corky wants to see us get mad. What Corky doesn't know is that we beat the crap out of Corky so bad that he wouldn't be able to do the one task he can do now, which is like tie his left shoe. Again, you being Corky, Mike and I being the big menacing bullies.
Alrighty.
Granted, there are some days when it feels great to just beat the crap out of a window licker. I mean, on the show, you know, literally speaking. You know, sometimes you get a Mongo on the phone. Yeah, let them have it.
But for now, what I request is a, you know, some sort of life-taking experience for you.
Okay, I'll think of something up and I'll call you tomorrow and let you know what
it is. But when you call us tomorrow, it will be like to take your own life?
It'll be close. I'll think of something good.
Yeah, listen, if you want to help us, really, talk about a ratings bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
bonanza.
Off yourself on the air.
That will be really, I think anything less would be unacceptable.
I'm going to have to think of something good then. If I jump off a building with my cell phone, how
bingo.
Bad?
And you know, I know it might be difficult because you'll be stressed out and all, but talk on the way down.
Or maybe you could just do the Robert Young thing. You know,
that would be even better because then we could keep him on the show for
your garage
like an hour and a half.
Yeah, but he only has a minute tomorrow.
Yes, I have to time it just right.
Way to ruin it, Rob.
A short building. I'll get a short building. We'll take 60 seconds.
Okay. Short building.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See, he didn't get it. He didn't get it on so many levels.
Any level.
If he jumps off the building, it's perfect for the 60 seconds.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to guess the celebrity burp.
You know, it's a good thing we're doing all these calls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, see, now we can just hang up on people. Tomorrow we'd have to get 60 seconds on the phone.
We're stuck with it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, and don't mock one of our greatest contests ever.
It was fantastic.
Here it is right here. Listen to this. Are you kidding me? Great moments in Don and Mike history. Mm-hmm. Roll it.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There it is.
Yeah, we actually had Jethro Bodine, Max Baer, burp on the air, along with some other luminaries.
Yeah. Yes, hello. What can we do for you, Don and Mike show?
Hello.
Hello.
Rob, that was a great booking. I want you to tell me about it from behind tonight.
Oh, my.
Bye.
Okay.
We don't discriminate.
Bye-bye.
I'll set aside some time.
We've not heard the Joe tapes yet. We better get to those next. Joe Ardinger was out with the skeleton key trying to get Rascals going at a bunch of grocery stores.
Yeah, great energy and great wit.
And if you go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com, we have one picture for you today.
Right.
I think we alluded to this a couple of days ago. The guy who married the 104-year-old woman.
Oh, good.
There you go. As you can see, she is just a piece of ass.
Are they a lovely couple?
That is not a gag picture.
Nope, it's real.
That is the real picture.
Oh, man. She's showing her tongue.
And speaking of gagging, imagine him doing some daisy licking.
Oh.
Could you picture that?
No.
Oh, my. Fills me up, buttercup.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, look at her covered with all those pesky clothes. Wow, that is disturbing.
Hot.
He looks very excited.
You know what she is?
What's she holding up there? What's in her hands?
Dildo.
That is not... I think it's a digital camera.
He's 33, she's 104, is that
104.
Right? 104. Yeah.
Oof. She reminds me of Mother Teresa. Baby,
that smell.
Wash my feet.
There she is.
Wash my feet.
Well, if they're in love, they're in love.
That's on the website. And what else did we mention yesterday that we should have? Oh, about the Sopranos. I'm sure you know that Artie Bucco.
Yeah, who was the guy that got busted?
Two guys did. Artie Bucco got busted for DUI and having coke. Wow. And Tony's bodyguard got busted.
Oh, the big guy, the muscle man?
The guy that...
Vin Diesel looked alike?
The guy that Tony punched. Mm-hmm. He got busted. Why, Robbie?
Allegedly breaking and entering. You should read his quote.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. His name is Louis Gross. And here's his... let me see. Got arrested, breaking into a home of a friend's brother and stealing stuff. He was arraigned on Monday, and his quote was, "I don't know nothing. I'm innocent. I'm always innocent."
Wow. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. I don't know nothing. I'm going to whack both of them.
But Arthur Bucco, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I knew he was upset.
It was Sunday night, and you know what? I imagine since the way that guy David Chase runs that show, they never know what's going to make the final cut and what's not.
Right.
Artie Bucco was highly featured on the previous week's episode. Can you picture that guy sitting at home going, "There's only 5 episodes left. I finally get to star. I'm not even on. Give me my coke. Give me my jab.
I'm going for a drive.
I'm going for a drive." Don't go for a drive, honey. I'm effing Artie Bucco.
It's Arthur Bucco.
Yeah, they saw his Jetta swerving into the wrong lane.
My handsome man. Climb on me, my handsome man.
My handsome man. Oh.
That was great sex.
Carmella.
As you breathe through your nose.
Got a break.
My handsome man.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Tonight, join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party. The fun starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Little Mikey Burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaways. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party. Tonight, from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand.
Yeah, right. Sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You want to discuss now my favorite color?
The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Jeff will all be at Hank's Look Around Cafe tonight.
Yeah. I can't
Hank's
wait.
Look Around Cafe.
Mike Joy, I'd like to see you out there at 8 p.m. tonight. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
If only they could have seen me tonight.
Our show's heard on Westwood One, Jack. Brought to you by Head On. Head On products available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today. Say, here's the band Autograph. I love this song. And why don't you turn on the radio?
What is the name of this band?
The name of the band is Autograph. My
wow.
It's Turn On The Radio on your hit music station.
Do we play this in the old place?
We never played this.
It's too good.
I play it sometimes.
You play it, but we never played it at the old joint.
Oh, no. Well, at the old joint, all we played was like Mercedes Boy by Pebbles.
Exactly.
And I Want to Be Rich by Calloway.
Would this be a hair band?
Autograph? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Winger laughs at them.
Winger? Yeah, exactly.
It's got a good hook on it, though. Well, might be a good regular thing for a radio show.
You don't hear it, that's for sure. Never.
Now, why would radio want to play a song that just turned up the radio?
It rocks too much.
Yeah. Rocks too hard.
That's right.
I like it.
Hard.
People can't handle it.
I'd love to hear Chris Daughtry sing it.
Oh, heaven.
Oh, mama, I'm afraid for my life. I'm going to swing around the microphone.
At least you didn't wear eye makeup last night.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, guy's a jerk. We'll be able to watch him. Well, he won't lose tonight.
He's not going to lose.
He won't lose tonight.
Paris loses.
No, Elliot loses tonight.
Paris. Okay.
To find out at your joint. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
It's Mike from Bakersfield. Hey, that guy was on, the guy that you guys are talking about, Chris Daughtry, he was on Ozzy Osbourne's show. They had to, you know, make a trip to be on the Ozzy Osbourne show for the Ozfest, and his band was on that.
Do you understand? I mean,
no.
Chris Daughtry had a band that was the player. I know Chris Daughtry, like
did he win a
Taylor Hicks, is a working musician.
Did,
I know that.
Did the guy
win? What it was, they had a contest, like a reality show, Ozzy Osbourne and his wife.
Who had, okay, stop.
Yes, sir.
Who had the contest? Was it the Osbournes TV show?
Osbournes.
All right, I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm going to, sir.
Please, sir.
Calm
down. Please.
Calm down and wait till we ask the questions before you start answering
them. You're like a
dog
humping our leg.
Sorry.
Okay. It was on the Osbournes. I didn't know the Osbournes is still on.
This was about 6 months ago. They had a year ago. I have a guy here chiming in next to me.
Rob, he's trying.
I'm not making it up. Listen.
He's trying.
Ozzy Osbourne had a show. This is not on the Osbournes, but he had a reality show on MTV where you would get to go on his tour fest.
All right. Now, I think I understand what you're saying. This is not the Osbournes, the famous television show, the Osbournes.
This is another show
that the Osbournes had a reality show
that they had
on MTV.
If it was the Osbournes, and you said yes. All right, start again.
He's excited.
Please.
Take a deep breath.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The Osbournes had a secondary show, not the Osbourne show. They had a secondary show, and that secondary show, his...
I can't hear you. What? What was that?
I'm retarded.
You're mentally retarded.
You guys know, hey, you really need to get on the Bakersfield radio station. They put you on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon now.
Okay, there you go. He's just
getting the explainer. All right, now I think I might have gotten something from that call.
Really, what?
What's that?
Chris Daughtry was on TV before.
Huh. That's great.
He was in Ozfest, I guess.
Rob, I wasn't the caller. I was just saying that I understood what he was saying before you shouted me down there.
What, the clap?
Yes.
This music, which Rob has had loaded in the machine all day, of course, is the undeniable theme.
Joe.
The only thing it has to do with sweet, doughy-headed Joe. World's oldest phone screener.
Good.
Yesterday on the show, we're just chatting with Joe. It's one of the many times he came in the studio with really nothing to contribute.
But he has things that he feels are important that he needs to say.
It's like I've said to Joe many times. You know, you ever watch... Let's use the Red Sox, for example.
All right.
You ever watching the Red Sox, and all of a sudden, the bad boy comes out, and just when Big Poppy is standing up at the plate,
right,
and he's getting set to hit, and he's staring down Randy Johnson, and he's doing that thing with his elbow,
yeah.
It would be like if the ball boy comes out right at that moment and goes, hi, Joe.
Hi.
This is... Ardinger here.
This is Ardinger.
That you always hit it to left field, and one time I was in left field, and I took a Tylenol, but of course, that just, you ordered those from Canada, Don.
So you're saying it's a surprise appearance. You'd never see a bat boy do that while David Ortiz was at the plate, so it kind of disrupts his rhythm?
Yes, and it kind of did that with us yesterday, but...
Out of that came something very good. Yeah?
Yes. Joe has a skeleton key, which operates elevators, lockers, doors, and according to him, the motorized scooters, the rascals that they have at area grocery stores.
Wow. That is why Joe's basement at home is just filled with all sorts of treasure.
So we sent him out, Joe and the Magic Key, we sent him out to 6 different grocery stores. With a tape recorder and the big CBS News thing that's on the microphone.
Now, the timing could not work out any more perfectly because this is Wednesday Joe. This is when Joe, we have discerned, has his greatest energy level of the week.
He went to Target, Walmart, Safeway,
Food Lion, and Harris Teeter.
Now, a couple of those places, we are told, have not only Rascal Scooters, but also elevators.
So here now, without further ado, is Joe at Target, seeing this morning if the key he talked about on the air actually works the Rascals.
Stay tuned.
Joe.
Imagine. All right, Don and Mike. I'm at Target, and we're going inside. I got the keys. Try to find the thing. Oh, here we go. What do you know? All the ones at Target don't need a key. Huh. How about that? Oh, well. Well, Target was a bust. In Target, you don't need a key. So, on to the next joint.
Is there any way, I'm just going to ask the broadcast engineers that are here in the building, is that a fixable audio level, or no. Is that the way it came? And why does Mike, it come back like that?
Because when he records it,
yes,
he records it like this.
Right.
And there's no amount of sweetening
that can
make this sound like this.
I understand.
It's being secretive. That's why the rustling and the close mic. Was.
Once again, friend of the underdog, Buzz Burbank. You know.
Well, I didn't say it sounded good. I'm just saying that's why it happened.
Buzz, the friendships you have with these people in the back room.
Uh-huh. Don't get in the way of a man in his bong circle.
These friends, they must not intrude on this circle in here.
Well, I would like to think they don't.
The circle of trust. Well, today, you know, I mean, I was a little hard on John, and, you know, and always a little hard on Joe, and I just like saying hard on. But you sit over there, God love you, with a look on your face, really like Mike and I are picking up a treasured animal.
A puppy.
Yeah, much like Ron Burgundy, like Jack Black has just gotten our burrito in the face, and we take the dog, in this case the dog being Joe, and kick him over the side of the expressway.
And then turn around and go, that's how I roll.
And I know it's got to be old, but I saw yesterday on the way home the funniest bumper sticker. It said, it was Ron Burgundy's face, and had the Channel 4 logo, the fake Channel 4 logo, and just said, when you want the truth.
That's great.
And it didn't say.
That's great.
It didn't say Anchorman.
Right. It wasn't like a promotional thing for the movie.
No, it was
excellent.
Like a real thing.
That's good. I like that.
So,
Ricky Bobby.
I guess what I was going to say about Joe before Buzz started to give us the sad eyes.
Yes, of course.
Was that even if he went to a Target and they didn't require keys, you know, why didn't you drive the thing around, Dumas?
Has he yet to drive it? Didn't he drive it?
No.
Or did he walk out? He left?
No, he needed. The tape says he went in, they didn't need a key, so he left.
I'm leaving now.
So now let's hear him. That was Target. This, I think, is Walmart.
I believe you're right.
Walmart. Joe at Walmart.
Here we are at Walmart. Let's go see what they got for us. Here we are at Walmart. And Walmart has the operating thing. Looks like it's ready to go. I need this.
Oh, wow. What do you got to say now, Buzz?
That's damn noisy.
You see, Buzz is sitting over there like he wants to say something, but even you know you can't. Buzz.
Yeah, no, it is what it is.
True enough.
I'm with you.
We got down anyway. Walmart. And we're rolling in Walmart.
Is he on it?
Yeah. Wow, we must be going a mile an hour.
That's the hum
you hear. That? That's a horn. Coming down the waffle aisle of Walmart, I've got waffles on my left, and I've got...
Now I'm enjoying it.
Now you can
just took off to another level.
You get the mental picture,
sure,
of Joe driving the Rascal
in the waffle aisle. And is there any more perfect aisle for him to be in?
And he's got that big microphone that says CBS News on it.
It's turned up way loud. The recording thing just...
The lady is wearing swimsuits, right? I'm going to try to avoid Walmart employees. There's one coming to my left. I'm going to hunch over so I look old.
Is that that sound in the back the sound of the operating, like,
the
rascal?
Drawer is action with DVDs.
See, I thought we'd hear him turn it on.
I think you can get an idea how fast he's moving. He's getting to different sections quickly.
Lots of DVDs.
He's moving.
Avoiding employees. Seem to be losing power. Maybe this one wasn't charged up too well. Here in Walmart, this one doesn't need a key either. These are the newer ones.
What do you want for
a Walmart employee? Boy.
Oh, what happened there?
Yeah, we're losing these sounds. Okay, Buzz, defend this now.
No, I'm not going to defend it. That sounds horrible.
This time I might defend it because you can hear the scooter. You can hear him back up with the beeping.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
But you also get a lot of this.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of that.
I'm not going to defend the audio, though. No, really bad.
No,
really bad.
I'm avoiding not only an employee, but a Durant County police officer.
Oh. Brush with the law.
My life is guilty. Because I'm guilty of something. I'm always guilty of something. I must really look like a mess because I'm hunched over in the cart and I'm talking into a roll of paper.
I should have got the microphone hidden.
What, in a roll of like newspaper? Is that what it is?
I guess.
Just like Chris Hansen.
That would
explain
the crackling.
Yeah.
Hey, magic mullets.
All right. Magic mullets, rob the coffee grinder.
Oh, see if people get out of my way because I look handicapped.
Look.
Thank you.
Who would question Joe?
No, you know what's funny about Walmart shoppers? What? Smell the popcorn. Yeah. Epsom salts. That doesn't go with popcorn.
He's roached
over a disabled guy in a Rolling Stones cab.
All right, let's go to the next one. I mean, goddamn, how long did that go on? Okay, the next one is Safeway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So this is Joe at Safeway. Let's hear for Safeway. Joe, baby.
All right, Dynamite, here we are at Safeway.
Oh, this is much better.
Got my keys.
Yeah.
Hopefully these will be older machines.
Oh, but see, this is what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, I've got
You wanted
keys.
To hear him break into a rascal, right?
These are my keys. This is my machine.
Now, he said the new ones, so you can just kind of roll in and grab one.
That's how you roll, Mike.
Take one home.
I can use the key. Let's see here. Here we are at Safeway, and we have one. It doesn't appear to use a key. Mm-mm. Maybe it does use a key.
Drive it, Joe.
I don't see anywhere for the key to go.
Oh, here we go. Uh-huh. We found it.
Right.
Oh,
and the key, look, key works.
Yay!
Triumph! Oh,
and roll. And we are in Safeway. Good one.
You can hear that thing taking off.
Let's see. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to time myself going around Safeway. Here we go.
I love
and
this.
We're off. Feel on the phone. Got about the 80% battery charge. I'm the guy with some produce.
You hear him?
I'm going to avoid him.
Oh. Sounds like he's on a subway.
Watch your photos.
That thing.
He's going like 40. He's greeting people.
Coming down.
He just said, how you doing?
All right. Rounding the first turn. Rounded the first turn in 47 seconds. Down the fresh meat aisle, hamburger and chicken. On my left, I got Cheetos, pumped tomato sauce.
Goddamn.
Listen to him booking. This is not getting anybody.
Oh, coming down to the pharmacy. That's one of my favorite places. Love visiting the pharmacy. And farm fresh eggs here at Safeway. Coming down.
around to the fresh baked bread.
Just driving around the grocery store in a rascal. Why is this funny?
It just is. Sometimes you can't explain it. It is. I'm enjoying it. I'm entertained.
God, is there any wonder we're number 15? Listen to this.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Listen to this. Okay. Listen to this.
Going down the beer and wine aisle.
He's making great time.
Coming up. Oh, I'm sorry. I said the deli was in the back. I think that was seafood. That's right. Now we're coming up on the deli.
All right, I'm going to fast forward to the next stop.
Where is he? Where do his travels take him? And he hasn't tried an elevator yet.
Food Lion.
Yeah. He is a damn dummy, but you got to love this.
He's the Supreme Dumas. Oh,
the best thing you can hear is you can hear the machine.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to hear. And it sounds like he's going 60 miles an hour.
And you do hear the beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, come on. Here we are at Food Line, Mikey Food Line. I don't much shop here, but they do have great fried chicken.
You know, hold on. We're going to stop it right there.
Wow.
We'll come back.
You've learned. And he's giving culinary advice, too.
We'll come back, and we'll hear the rest of what Joe has to say.
Yay.
But he was out of the stores today. And his rascal. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Is this Mike?
Yes, this is Mike O'Mara. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I have a strange predicament. I wanted to talk to you about it.
I tell you what, why don't you come down to my bar sometime and ask me about it?
I'd love to.
How about Saturday night?
Great.
I'd be glad to give you a table on the house. What's your name?
Actually, I wish I could tell you that. Is that in D.C.?
NBC?
No, in D.C. No, it's in Manassas.
No, my bar is in Manassas.
It's in Virginia, right. I forgot where it was.
Would you like to hear one of my impressions?
You know what? I would love to.
Hey, it's Charlie. I love ice cream and pizza.
Listen, I have a very pressing need to speak to you.
Okay, go ahead. I'm here. I'm Mike O'Mara, ready to speak to you. What's up?
Now, am I on the air?
Yes, of course. You call the request line. Don's being quiet, and I'm talking to you.
Well, the problem that I'm having is that I feel inadequate.
You are.
I am. I know. But it has more to do with Don, so I that's why I feel the need to speak to him. But
all right, I'm here. I can't stand by. This is a very boring call.
I thought you were going to let me talk to him.
Well, he said he wanted to talk to Don, so now I'm talking to him.
No, he said he wanted to talk to Mike.
No, he mentioned Don, so Don's jumping in right now. I mean,
okay,
I'm not going to let somebody talk about
go
me.
Go ahead, Don. What? Okay, go ahead, talk to Don.
Sir? Well, there it goes. As soon as Don jumps in,
there you, as always,
you know, the guy hangs up out of fear.
He is inadequate.
Jesus.
Ain't that the truth?
My goodness.
What was up with that guy?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but I think I can find him in a house, in a secret house.
Very strange.
I think he's a predator.
Oh, that guy.
That's his predicament. Can I ask you what you're doing here?
You're doing the guy Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Here we are at Food Line, Mikey Food Line.
Here comes the food recommendation.
I don't much shop here, but they do have great fried chicken.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll hear a little more of Joe and some of your phone calls. And then we'll get right to Buzzy in the news. And don't forget the party at Mike's joint tonight.
Yeah.
2 hours from now. Love to meet you out there. We got 1,000. We're number 15 buttons. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Tonight, join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party. The fun starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Little Mikey Burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaway. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party. Tonight, from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read.
Joe.
And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Joe, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read.
good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Joe.
On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
All right, bear with me, everybody. We got a bunch of tapes to get to here, the Joe stuff. Let me see. Oh, boy, so many tapes.
I've asked all sides to, you know, stop for a minute to have a ceasefire.
Oh, and that's Martin Sheen.
Howdy.
Talking about Charlie Sheen.
Huh.
What is this one? Is this the Channel 5 thing from yesterday?
Probably.
About feces in the food?
Yeah.
Mouse droppings, roaches, and broken refrigerators. No, they're not at some rundown restaurant. We're talking about school cafeterias, and your kids may be served up some of that filth.
Okay, tomorrow. Hold on. That's not right.
We'll that sweeps tomorrow. Is what that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there are so many discs in here today.
Flying.
Oh, this is the new hit song.
Yeah.
I am retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
Okay, now that's not it.
Nope.
That is catchy.
What is this one? And none of them have labels on it.
We should label them. We really ought
to. But we have a lot of them.
The whole station tanked.
Oh, it's
so. Right, guess it is important who's on in the morning.
Okay, we heard that one already. Thank you for your support, Howard. Let's see. Joe, where's the Joe stuff? Ah! Is it green?
Is it green?
It's found
green!
It.
Ah, yay.
Found
that's
it.
Up on Food Lion.
Okay, so we're up to cut number 4.
Fried chicken.
Joe at Food Lion.
I like the fried chicken at Food Lion.
Two more spots. Two more slots,
right?
With Joe going to actual grocery stores to see if his skeleton key will work the rascals, and then there's a wrap-up. Yeah.
When we last left Joe Ardinger, he was at the Food Lion talking about chicken.
He likes the chicken.
Mm.
You know, that, as long as everything's working now. This would probably be a better theme than the Joe music.
Here we are at Food Lion, Mikey Food Lion. I don't much shop here, but they do have great fried chicken. Food Lion fried chicken is the best. Here we are.
He knows his chicken.
He doesn't forget.
Well, boy, I hate to keep stopping this whole thing. I don't want to forget. Tomorrow we really should hear the tapes then of the Channel 5 feces in your. We can't do it tomorrow.
Yeah, all callers.
Tomorrow is the all callers show.
Can we do it Friday?
Yeah, we're gonna get 160 phone calls. Everybody gets a minute that calls the show tomorrow. We have 160 minutes of show every day.
Very good.
Tomorrow we devote it all to you.
Mm-hmm. A minute a caller.
The great unwashed. And now back to Joe, as if I'm not doing too many things at once here. He is retarded.
What?
I can already tell this one takes a key. So, let's get in here. Get my phone ready for timing purposes. Alright, here we go. Let's see if the key works on this one. It does.
Your magic key.
Listen to him on that one.
Here we go. All right, here we are. Food Lion at the start. Let's get ready to go. Clock is running.
Off you go.
Off you go.
You can really hear the acceleration on this one.
Hit turn one. Coming down by the deli meats, packaged deli meats.
So he's gone into the grocery store. He's got a key that will turn on all of the rascal scooters.
And he's timing himself with his own phone.
Good for nothing.
He's taping himself as he drives around the store.
Speaking into a rolled up newspaper, I believe.
Into turn two. Turn two at 45 seconds. How are you?
Another greeting.
I like when he greets
me down. Sorry, I
However,
yeah, that's hard to do.
Hi to you when you look like you're crippled. We're in the fresh meat section, and we're coming up on the frozen meat section.
Somehow you can pull that cripple thing off, huh?
Coming down.
I don't think people give him a second look.
Here shortly.
Sounded like he was wearing his Rolling Stones hat, too.
Yeah, yep. It's fresh milk and Pillsbury products. Oh, and bacon and juice.
Breakfast.
And frozen desserts on my left. Coming down the frozen aisle. Oh, it's chili.
Well, chili. It was like, we really could have set this up as make a wish. Joe Ardinger had one wish. To go shopping in the grocery store and get anything he wants.
On a rascal.
We're halfway down the between turn 3 and turn 4. We're coming up on turn 4 in about, maybe an hour and a half at this rate. Here we come.
An hour and a half.
We're into the beer and wine. One of my favorite sections of the store. Food Lion have a pharmacy? I must have missed that. Anyway, turn 4, heading down straight away to the checkered flag. Any minute now. Coming on down to the checkered flag.
Come on, Joe.
Checkered flag.
And here we are. We're back in the deli bakery. And I'm going to take this thing back and park it. I got to turn it around. Turning it around now. Hey, this thing turns tight.
Turns on a dime.
You hear the little backup light, like he's in a dump truck.
What an idiot he is.
I love it.
You can tell he's in the little airlock area of the store.
Oh.
Sounds like he's playing bumper cars.
Oh. And then, right, where we found, like a good shopper. Oh, I crashed into a couple of carts there. Take the key. And plug it back in for the next person.
Oh, that's very nice. He's conscientious, isn't he?
And turn it off. And that's Food Lion. And I estimate that I did Food Lion in about 3.5 minutes. So, that's Food Lion.
A wonderful world of idiots.
Now what's next?
Oh, Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter.
Oh, Mike, here I am.
They have the elevator.
Harris Teeter, and we have a dual mission to not only start the thing, but to ride the elevator with Mike.
Right. Come on,
not just ride it, but stop it. Anyway, here we go.
It's magic.
See what's doing in Harris Teeter.
Magic key controls elevators, too.
Found the cart in Harris Teeter, but you don't need a key for it.
Ah. Oh. Hope he tries the elevator.
He will. So we'll just go right to the elevator.
Good.
Okay.
Jughead. Way to
go, Jughead.
Pressing the two buttons. Door closed. All alone. There's the keyhole. That key doesn't fit. Let's try this one.
Oh.
He's got another.
That key doesn't fit either.
Oh.
Try one more key.
Wow.
Nope.
Failure.
Harris Teeter is a bust.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, he tried. Pretty good skeleton key didn't work on the elevator.
And I think then there's just the wrap-up.
Here we are, my giant. Now, let's just see if this key works.
The last one?
Let's see here.
That's my giant.
Where is that thing? Oh, walk right past it. Let's see. It's the Mike Meat.
What did he say?
I'm just checking. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Somebody was trying to offer him assistance. So. You can hear somebody scanning. Can you hear the scanning in the background?
You hear the beep, beep, beep.
In Giant, the key didn't work.
Oh!
So, let's recap. Target, no key needed. No key needed. But I wrote it around anyway. Safeway, worked. Key worked. Food Lion, key worked. Harris Teeter, key not needed for cart, and key did not work in elevator.
Right.
And Giant, key did not work.
There it is.
Two new. Anyway, Joe Ardinger in the field for the Don and Mike Show, signing off. Ardinger out. Over and out.
Wow.
He's mentally retarded.
That's Joe.
That's Joe. That's J. Joe out at the grocery store.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. I thought he did a fine job.
He's really retarded.
Yes, no. He is.
Audio was horrible.
Thanks, Buzz.
Hey, go piling on, Buzz. As always. Okay, well... Thanks, Joe.
Fried chicken at the Food Lion. Fantastic.
Now, there were some gems in there. You could hear the sound of the thing actually revving up.
Do you know my favorite part, really? And it only happened a couple of times. Was when he would greet people.
Yeah.
Just, you picture him with that mop of hair, and he's driving around with his Rolling Stones cap, and he'll occasionally say, "How you doing?"
I'll never forget the waffle aisle.
The waffle aisle. Because nobody questions him.
Well, now I guess he can go shopping that way every time.
And he will.
Way to go, you window licker.
Nice job, Joe.
Yeah. Nice job, Joe. Thanks muchly. Tell your brother he's on thin ice back there.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Bareboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
I know it's on the news tonight.
Mouse dropping. Roaches and broken refrigerators. No, they're not at some rundown restaurant. We're talking about school cafeterias, and your kids maybe served up some of that filth.
Oh, tomorrow.
You're closer than you think. Wait till you hear headline number three.
Okay. Buzz.
Yes.
Your news and comments show coming up. What are your headlines, friend?
This evening, El Presidente talks American and sings Espanol. Keith Richards has brain surgery. And... your underpants are trying to kill you. That's good sweeps headlines.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
And tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Joe. That was very
professional. Fried chicken.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
And the whole station tanked. So, because it is important who's on in the morning. You kind of feed the rest of the day, you know?
Mm.
The only consolation for WJFK in Washington, which is owned by CBS Radio, was it wasn't worse. WJFK fell from 5th with Stern to 9th with the junkies among 25 to 54-year-olds. JFK had to reshuffle its lineup. By reshuffling everything, all those moving pieces apparently hurt the Don and Mike Show, whose audience share among adults 25 to 54 slipped 27%. Well, they must be pissed.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Tonight, join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party. The fun starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Lil Mikey burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaways. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party. Tonight, from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Top handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. About 90 minutes away. All of us and all of you. Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun. There'll be alcohol there.
Here's Buzz at his PJs. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Have a breaking news this afternoon. We have a verdict in the Zacharias Moussaoui trial. Actually, we already had the verdict. What we had today was the sentencing.
And this has been a long wait.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the thought process here is you fry the bastard,
right,
or you give him life in prison without parole because...
right.
What he wants to do is to be killed, to be a martyr. He
wants to be a martyr, I say you give him life in prison.
Right.
Let him rot.
What did the jury say?
Deliberating for 41 hours, they gave him life in prison without the possibility of parole.
They got it right.
He is the only person charged with the 9/11 attack, and as he left the courtroom today, his words were, and I quote, "America, you lost, I won."
No, listen, ass, we won and you lost. because even if you didn't have anything to do with 9/11, you wanted to take credit for it, and you wanted us to kill you so that all of your goddamn Al-Qaeda brothers would look at you as some type of hero.
And now here's the thing. When he thinks he wins, too, he goes into the regular population of prison.
Gen Pop.
Let's see if he wins in that situation. See how he enjoys that with all those people that are doing time in that prison that have friends in New York that were killed in 9/11.
Say hi to Vito.
Enjoy yourself. They can probably do it nice and slow.
If he's smart, he'll try to get along. Oh, say, did you see by the dawn's early light today, I read that President Bush, who recently said the national anthem should only be sung in English, had sung it in Spanish.
What can I do to help you?
He sang it in Spanish on the campaign trail 6 years ago. Immigrants were criticized last week for singing the anthem in Spanish. How dare they pay tribute to our country in a language other than the one brought here from England? What the critics may not know is that the U.S. government itself commissioned a Spanish language version of the national anthem in 1919, long before the age of political correctness.
And here it is now.
I can't. That's not Spanish.
It didn't stick.
Come on.
Yeah. Another thing the critics may not know is that there were already 4 Spanish language versions of our national anthem on the official website of the U.S. State Department. It's a case of do as I say, not as I sing. Say habla marijuana. This may be the real reason for putting up a fence between the U.S. and Mexico. The president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, is about to sign into law the decriminalization of marijuana and cocaine when possessed in small amounts.
When you moving?
He says this is what I'm saying, they need a fence. He says this will free up law enforcement to go after the real criminals, including the violent drug gangs that still rule parts of Mexico.
Hello, Joe.
It's going
to
be pot.
Little shout out to
Joe. Hello, Joe.
Pot and coke legal in Mexico.
In very small amounts for personal possession, along with, by the way, small amounts of LSD, ecstasy, speed, peyote, and other hallucinogenic mushrooms.
There is a segment of the U.S. population that's going to go down.
Yeah,
there's going to be a mass exodus.
They may have a border problem.
Yes.
The U.S. government, which sees Mexico.
Imagine that. People sneaking out of America to go live in Mexico.
Really?
Imagine
it could happen. Isn't that something? The U.S. government, which sees Mexico as a funnel through which most drugs enter this country, is not pleased. And U.S. officials say they were taken by surprise by Mexico's new liberal drug law. Now, in this country, where any amount of those drugs is illegal still, American teens are turning to lawn and garden centers to get high. Turns out that eating morning glory seeds, or drinking the tea, will take you, as the Beatles put it, where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies.
I read this today in the newspaper, and the picture was like a high school kid that had one of those little packets of seeds.
Right.
And it's one of those things that I like just glanced at, and you get the gist right away. It was like, okay, kids are getting high. They would get high like off pledge.
Glue, so this is
anything,
like an LSD high?
Yeah, very much so.
Wow.
Very much so. Kids have learned about this lately on the internet and from High Times magazine.
Did it make you sick when you did it, Buzz?
I haven't tried it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. See, you're slippery because I was trying to catch you up there.
Yeah,
good
no, it didn't
you.
Work. Didn't yeah. work, did it? The 1960s are back at gardening shops and at poison control centers, where more than one kid lately has returned from a bad trip.
Uh-oh.
One lawn and garden store says it caught 2 teenaged boys here recently stealing packets of seeds. In fact, the store's entire inventory of them. Some Heavenly Blue, some Crimson Rambler, and a variety known as Pearly Gates.
These are flowers?
Those are the varieties of morning glories, if you care to plant them.
Wow.
Or drink them or eat them. Even that, however, even the use of morning glory, that does not, cannot explain why the newest batch of young adults in this country, ready to cast their votes at the polls, cannot find Iraq on a map or Louisiana, even though both places have kind of been in the news recently.
Well, Louisiana looks like an L.
Yes, it does. Exactly. It makes it easier.
Thank you, buddy.
A new National Geographic survey shows that 6 out of 10 Americans between the ages of 18 and 24...
I'd probably have a hard time if you showed me an entire map of the Middle East.
Right.
I might have a hard time.
I think most of us would.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't pick Iraq. Absolutely not.
No way.
Let's see. Out of 6 out of 10 Americans between 18 and 24 failed to correctly locate Iraq on a map of the Middle East. Nearly a third of them couldn't find Louisiana on a map of the U.S.
All right, that we could do.
Half were unable to find Mississippi. Here's a hint.
I know it borders Iran.
It's next to a big river with the same name.
I know it borders Kuwait.
Uh-huh.
What,
that's
Mississippi?
Right. No, Iraq.
Iraq.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mississippi.
No, I'm just trying to analyze. I always do this. I get kind of caught up with the fact that I'm doing a little self-analysis of how dumb I am.
Mississippi touch Alabama?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it does.
That's
it goes Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Did I have that right?
Yes, you do.
Good.
And then, of course...
Rob, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just picturing it in my head. Yeah.
Mexico.
To the sound.
Right below Texas. Mexico.
Where cocaine and marijuana in small amounts legal, along with ecstasy and LSD.
You didn't hear it from me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's been in the news their entire lives, three-fourths of these young adults could not find Israel on a map. Three-fourths of them, by the way, off the subject of geography.
Not to bust chops.
Yeah.
Neither could I. BFD. I mean, finding Israel on a map. BFD.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
You know, and listen, I've made it to this point in life without knowing a lot about geography.
Yes.
I mean, unless you're going to be a world friggin' traveler, who cares? You know what I need to know? Where's Best Buy? Where's the ATM?
Mr. Geronimo's comments were made on the show, but it's not what he tells his own son. Because he really values education. Tee-hee, I've caught you in your ruse and your lies.
No, listen, my son, unfortunately for him,
yes,
doesn't have what I have.
What?
Spunk.
Right.
Oh.
Few people do.
I do it with spunk. Mm-hmm. I don't do it with brains.
Get out of town.
It's all spunk.
Get out of town.
You know me, I ain't book smart.
Yeah, but you like, but you value it.
What?
Book smartness.
No, I look down on it.
And rightly so.
I look down on it. All you people trying to pretend you're smart at me.
I can find Israel on a map.
Really? Can you find the pimple on my ass?
And it looks like Israel.
If they're good at reading maps, I bet they can.
However, United States,
yes.
States and capitals, uh-huh. Location of states.
You're the king of that.
Got it right here. You know why?
Being geographically...
Johnny Red, White, and Blue.
Being geographically illiterate is something that happened a long time before this. I think I think we grew up with it. The educational system blew it on geography a long time
this
ago.
This is just the latest measurement of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was kind of interesting.
You know, it goes to show what you really learn in school.
Mm-hmm.
Probably if I had a globe, the only country outside of America, Canada, Mexico, the big ones...
Right.
...would be, like, Uruguay.
You'd get England.
Yeah, well, that's a big one.
Uh-huh. You get Ireland.
Yeah.
If it wasn't really, if it wasn't written down,
you'd get Ireland.
You would.
Don't be offended, Mike.
I am totally.
And you
offended.
Don't be offended. I probably couldn't find.
Don, it's the one shaped like Pennsylvania.
I couldn't find Krautland either.
It's right next to France.
Germany.
You know Italy.
I'm totally dumb like that. I mean, I know these states. I know that they're part of Europe.
You'd find Italy.
Sure.
The boot. It's the boot. Das Boot.
And Germany's right above that, and it's easy now because it's bigger. They're reunited.
Austria's right above that. Germany's on the other side.
They both touch.
Do they touch a little bit?
Frequently.
Really, who cares? Like, that's going to help you? Unless you're a map maker.
Like or, Rob's wife.
Or a, yeah, that's right. Or
she's a cartographer, right?
Yeah, who gets lost all the time.
or an airline pilot or
right.
something like that.
Yeah.
Who cares? Jesus Christ.
What if something happens to the pilot and you got to find the country?
Like on 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Then you wouldn't be saying who cares.
Well, let's just hope Rolling Stone Keith Richards can still locate himself. He's having brain surgery for a hemorrhage after falling out of a coconut tree.
Okay, Buzz,
yes?
You and I both know,
uh-huh.
I think everybody knows, this is maybe the worst made-up story they ever could have.
You don't believe he fell out of a coconut tree?
This is Keith.
I want to believe.
Richards to Don and Mike.
Yeah, if that coconut tree happened to be, like, in his bed.
The 62-year-old was reportedly climbing a tree with bandmate Ronnie Wood at a resort in Fiji, of course, to get the coconuts. When your doctor has made you give up booze and cigarettes, you get your kicks where you can. Keith's condition was originally diagnosed as a mild concussion, but with Keith, it's hard to tell. Turns out it was a brain hemorrhage. Doctors will now drill a hole in his skull to drain the excess blood.
That's the hope he pulls through.
With any luck, he'll still join his mates to kick off the European leg of the Bigger Bang World Tour in Spain in 2.5 weeks.
What's he going to sound like now?
Jesus. I mean, really, we could pull out the Kirk Douglas tapes, but what's the difference?
Yeah, it doesn't matter with
Keith. It's all the same.
I am Spartacus. Mr. Richards, please just sit down and...
He's getting through my brain.
Now everybody's going to believe the story about you falling out of the tree.
Before you start the drilling, tell him I fell out of a coconut tree.
Oh, now, Mr. Richards, have we lost control of our bladder and bowel?
Ow! You hit the soft part.
25 down, 25 to go.
What? It's from the new bigger Germany.
Grease is good. He was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
Keith Richards. What was the other one?
That's Arnold.
That was Arnold.
Right next to Kirk.
25 down, 25 to go.
And how about him? Hi, I think Los Angeles should have two teams. Did you see him?
No.
He met with Tagliabue yesterday.
What does he want, two NFL teams for L.A.?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, L.A. didn't support the Rams
right. And
didn't support the Raiders. They've not had a team out there for over 10 years.
Right.
The people of Los Angeles could give a rat's ass.
Mm-hmm.
He has a meeting with Bush, and he's like, hey, girly man.
Right.
We want two teams.
Two teams in L.A. Isn't L.A. It's a Lakers town, We're a Redskins town. Right?
It's a Lakers. Yes, exactly the same thing, because it's a Lakers town when they win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we come back, as promised, how your underpants are trying to kill you.
Oh!
Well, they're riding up all the way to I could taste them in my tonsils.
Oh,
that's
God.
The problem.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. No, God.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
You got to wear them out the mic's joint sometimes.
It's killing me!
You're soaking in it. We'll be right back. Thank you, Buzz. More news coming
Number
up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been
so incredibly fascinating.
And
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
It's time to make stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Be a lot of stink tonight at Mike's joint. Or will there? Or will it be the usual? I'm just thinking about our crowd.
Yeah. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Will it be a helmet collection?
I think there'll be some guys.
Probably.
There. You never know.
More D's than C's.
Have to show up to find out.
For sure.
We usually have a nice little mix. Mm-hmm. It's always a nice little mix.
I'm not talking about
No, I'm talking about us. I'm separating myself from that. I'm saying us.
No, with us? No, listen. We mainly draw penises.
We do.
We draw very few vaginas.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully there'll be some vaginas there this evening.
Because I'd like to draw some.
Uh-huh. Maybe we could do that. That would be part of the entertainment.
Put on our berets.
I'll bring some paper.
It'll be wonderful.
Just do it on the wall.
Oh, like a mural.
Just do a nice mural for Mike on the wall.
Wouldn't that be lovely? There's some wall space where we could give you, you know, that area. For a taco.
My vagina art. we'll see you tonight at Mike's joint. Because we suck.
Right.
And we got to do better.
It's our number 15. We're number 15 party.
And you got to listen harder. And we measure this. First 1,000 people get the collector's item. We are number 15 in the ratings buttons. Those will change next month. But for now, let's deal with it.
Yeah, we always do this when this happens. And it's happened one time before. Mm-hmm. And and that's why this is going to be a collector's item.
We always do this. Like we do this every two or three times that the ratings come out and we suck.
Well, we've only done it one other time, which is a good thing. And it was successful then. It was a successful thing to do.
Pull out all the stops.
It's a good omen.
Just say, we blow.
Mm-hmm.
We blow. We're not going to blow as bad.
Right.
You got to listen harder.
Right.
Come on out. Let's get this climb to number one going.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet.
But when we get to number one, I should point out the fact we will not be having a party then.
Let's meet.
Except for ourselves.
Right. Let's greet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
join us for burgers and sex.
Can't say that.
No.
BYM on a toilet seat.
That you can probably say.
Very good.
Thank you.
There you go.
Kind of rhymes. Uh-huh. Kind of like Eat Me Raw with a Flavor Straw.
Sure.
Very much.
I like that very much, though.
Love that song by Michael Jackson. Beat it.
That's right.
Here's Buzz.
Finally.
Here's Buzz.
Yes, your underpants are trying to kill you.
No!
A microbiologist at the University of Arizona in Tucson is worried about the trend of washing clothing in cold water. Unlike hot water, cold water, he says, does not kill the germs that thrive in feces. And quoting the Poindexter, there's about a tenth of a gram of feces in the average pair of underwear.
Please, I am very above average.
I know. This exposes you to things like salmonella and hepatitis A.
Golden grams.
This is salmonella. How are you?
In fact, you're exposed to those things even just using your hands to take clean clothing out of the washer or clothing you think is clean.
Tenth of a gram.
The biologist recommends you wash your hands even after handling clean clothing.
Tenth of a gram.
Come out tonight and see our tenth of a gram.
Please, I got a kilo.
It's been washed in cold water.
I got a
water.
Kilo of number two.
But it's legal in Mexico.
And the scientist recommends that you don't wash anything that touches your face. Never wash anything like that with your underpants. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Yes. Don't wash any. Oh,
like
wait.
A handkerchief or a shirt you might pull over your head. Don't wash it in the same load with your underpants because it's been exposed to those bad things.
You know, I think that's alarmist.
If you use cold water, if you use hot water, throw them all in.
Oh, okay, so hot water, it's fine.
Yeah, because that kills germs. Cold water doesn't. That's what I'm alarming people
gotcha.
About.
Okay.
But if you're like me, though, and you're constantly scratching down there and then shaking hands with people.
Well, then, you know, you're spreading germs anyway.
If we learned anything from this news story, it's don't wash the poop shorts in cold.
Exactly. Right. This is all I'm saying. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's been wonderful. We'll see you tonight at Mike's Joint.
Yeah. It's drinking time.
No mirrors in Manassas. First 1,000 people get the buttons. We've talked about that. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Oh, 160 minutes of show every day.
Right.
Tomorrow, 160 phone calls.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
160 people will get the chance to be on the show for 1 minute each tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variation on something we did about 5 years ago, the all-caller show.
This will be better.
So this time we're going to be there to try to make sure it doesn't derail like the all-caller show did.
I can't wait.
See you tonight. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you?
I found a gram.
Ew.
Oh, Skid.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.